had this election rigged right from the beginning. They used the pandemic, sometimes referred to as the China virus, where it originated, as an excuse to mail out tens of millions of ballots, which ultimately led to a big part of the fraud, a fraud that the whole world is watching. And there is no one happier right now than China. So we're not looking to show you 25 faulty or fraudulent votes, which don't mean anything because it doesn't overturn the state, or 50 or 100. We're showing you hundreds of thousands, far more than we need, far more than the margin, far more than the law requires. We can show many times what is necessary to win the state. The media knows this, but they don't want to report it. In fact, they outright refuse to even cover it because they know the result if they do. Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay. I just keep on going forward because I'm representing 74 million people, and in fact, I'm also representing all of the people that didn't vote for me. The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election. And it's been like living in hell. Our opponents have proven many times, again and again, that they will say and do anything to get back into power. The corrupt forces who are registering dead voters and stuffing ballot boxes are the same people who have perpetrated one phony and fraudulent hoax after another. You've been watching it now for 4 years. These entrenched interests oppose our movement because we put America first. They don't put America first. And we're returning power to you, the American people. They don't want America first. They only want power for themselves. They want to make money. That's why they don't want me as your president. I've been investigated from soon after I announced I was running for president, when I immediately went to number one in the Republican primary polls. The investigations never stopped. They went on for 4 years. And I won them all. I beat them all. Russia, Russia, Russia. The impeachment hoax, and so much more. Robert Mueller spent $48 million of taxpayer money investigating me for 2.5 years, issued over 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, issued 230 orders for communications records, and conducted 500 witness interviews, all looking to take me down. There was no collusion in the end. None whatsoever. Senator Marco Rubio, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, stated the committee found no evidence that then-candidate Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with the Russian government. And I thank Senator Rubio for that statement. Now I hear that these same people that failed to get me in Washington have sent every piece of information to New York so that they can try to get me there. It's all been gone over, over and over again. For $48 million, you go through tax returns, you go through everything. The New York Attorney General, who recently ran for office, campaigned without knowing me, stating, "We will join with law enforcement and other attorneys general across this nation in removing this president from office." I never met her. "It's important that everybody understand," she said, "that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end. And all it's been is a big investigation in Washington, New York, and any place else that..."
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot, because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform. And that's what we've set up with them, is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You can get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Here and has since ruined millions of lives, killed hundreds of thousands, and by the way, without question, deeply affected the outcome of our presidential election here in the United States, the coronavirus pandemic. And it's not what we thought it was. We've been lied to. The latest evidence comes from samples collected during Red Cross blood drives last year and now analyzed by the Centers for Disease Control. In a study published on Monday, researchers tested 39 blood samples from the states of California, Washington, and Oregon. That blood was collected between December 13th and December 16th, 2019. At the time, no one in the United States had heard of COVID-19. The Chinese government didn't even acknowledge its existence until December 31st. And yet, every one of those samples just tested has come back positive for the coronavirus antibodies. All of them. Keep in mind that antibodies don't develop for at least a week after exposure to the virus. That means the Wuhan coronavirus was being transmitted throughout the American population far earlier, possibly months earlier, than we were told. What does that mean exactly? And how did it happen? We don't know yet how it happened, but we know for certain that it did. The CDC has found dozens more positive samples from blood tests taken at the beginning at the end of December, and they found them in many other parts of the country, across the country, Michigan, Iowa, Massachusetts. Analysis of tests in other countries has shown even earlier spread of the virus. Scientists now know the virus, the coronavirus, spread to Italy as early as last September, and to South America 2 months later in November. So clearly, what we have been told for almost a year about the origins of the coronavirus is not true. Why are we just learning this now, a month after a presidential election? We've had reliable antibody tests since the summer. So no one thought to test Red Cross blood samples until now? Why weren't elected officials demanding a coherent account of where this virus that has changed American history forever, where this virus came from, how it got to the United States, and how it spread through our population? Why don't we know that yet? Because nobody seemed to care. Our elected officials were too busy enjoying their newfound power. They were shutting down small businesses, arresting people for kayaking without masks. Back in January, 11 months ago, the Department of Homeland Security warned that American airports could be ground zero for a new pandemic. But Congress yawned. They were occupied that day. On January 24th, a day when these blood samples now prove the virus had already spread across the continent, the Trump administration held a classified briefing on the coronavirus for the entire U.S. Senate, but only 14 senators showed up for it. Why was that? Well, that briefing was held on the very same day as the deadline for sins for impeachment. So the people in charge of protecting the country were not worried about coronavirus. Instead, they were standing in front of their mirrors rehearsing their star turns, the moment when they could finally confront Alan Dershowitz about the dreaded Zelensky phone call. Now they're claiming the pandemic caught them completely by surprise. How do they get away with that? They get away with it because our public health establishment gives them cover and has all year. 2 days before that classified Senate briefing that only 14 senators showed up for, Dr. Tony Fauci went on television to reassure Americans they could relax. Calm down, America! You can trust the Chinese government. If the Chinese are telling us that this virus jumped from a pangolin in a wet market and no one even knew it existed until New Year's Eve, and we're doing our very best to contain it, then that's what happened.
China has been known to fiddle with their stats before. Do you trust what they are telling us about this illness?
From what I can see right now, they really are being much, much more transparent than what happened with SARS, where they really kept back information for a while. It was embarrassing to them. They're really transparent now. They put the sequence of the virus up on the public database right away. So in that respect, they've been transparent.
They're really transparent now, said Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, in a well-functioning country, a line like that would make certain that you never work in public policy again. Transparent? Transparently dishonest. We know that for certain. Chinese officials are now claiming the virus came to their country from somewhere else. It arrived in frozen food, possibly as a bioweapon staged by the U.S. military. They're not saying that in secret. They're saying it on social media. But so far, Twitter hasn't bothered to fact-check that claim. Like Tony Fauci, Silicon Valley trusts China far more than they trust you. Ron Klain trusts China, too. Ron Klain is Joe Biden's pick for White House Chief of Staff. On January 27th of this year, Klain told Axios that China has been, quote, more transparent and more candid than it has been during past outbreaks. Why did Ron Klain think that? Possibly because the World Health Organization told him to think so. On January 8th, the WHO, funded, of course, by the Chinese government, released a similar message. Here it is, quote, preliminary identification of a novel virus in a short period of time is a notable achievement and demonstrates China's increased capacity to manage new outbreaks. It was like a press release. In other words, the rest of us ought to be thanking the government of China for the blessing of COVID-19. Much appreciated. A week later, the WHO was back with more demonstrably untrue propaganda straight from their overlords in Beijing. Quote, preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. That was yet another dangerous lie that without question cost American lives. But Twitter didn't fact-check that either. Instead, the American media, as a group, dutifully amplified the message. China did nothing wrong, they told us. Anyone who suggests otherwise, who suggests this thoroughly Chinese virus came from China, is by definition a racist. Whose fault is it that Americans are dying from the virus? It's America's fault. It's your fault. Stop asking questions. And by the way, they're still saying that. So thorough was the news blackout on the origins of this virus, the Chinese origins, that you had to go to Australian television to find out what was actually happening.
From the very beginning, throughout December, it was spreading, and we now know it was spreading human to human. But the official line of the Chinese government was that this was all related to an animal market, and once they closed the market...
And if you said that back in March, and back in April, and back in May, Twitter, Facebook, Google would all block you. And then when medical doctors and hospital heads and top virologists, the head of universities came out and said, it does have gain of function, it is spread human to human, but it only kills you if you're debilitated and don't have the right vitamins and minerals, they would then censor them as well. And now all these different videos of legislative testimony in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, and other areas, powerful eyewitnesses from the Postal Service and UPS and whistleblowers that got video of the fraud and the thumb drives being illegally loaded with info and taken away and then brought back. When one of those videos goes up and gets a 500,000 views in a couple hours, they don't just put a label saying it's disputed. They take down legislative sworn under oath testimony. This isn't just censorship. This is an electronic straitjacket to push the gaslighting that Joe Biden won. But finally, President Trump, yesterday afternoon in that 49-minute press conference that we basically aired the whole thing on the War Room, we aired large excerpts of it on Election Countdown. People kept asking me, well, why do you have a show called Election Countdown that you say is going to go through into February? Because we knew this was going to be disputed. The Democrats were never going to concede. And so they just announced Biden the winner with fraud. Plan A was to have a huge landslide victory through fraud. That didn't work because Trump's landslide was so big. So they froze the polls, froze the counting, said they did, really kept it going, and brought in some cases, thousands of votes without even one Trump vote in them. They're that lazy. They don't care. They think they've got media cover to engage in whatever crime they want. And now they're calling it the American virus. And if you call it the Chinese virus, you get restricted on the line as well. Big tech are anti-American criminals merging with Big Pharma to carry out this medical technocracy dictatorship takeover. We must resist it. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Coming up next segment, I'm going to show you the inventor of the PCR test coming out and saying it is not accurate to test for viruses. That is not what it's designed to do. And you can turn it up to any point you want to find whatever it is you claim you're looking for. PCR test in the crosshairs next segment. Because they're all over the news saying we're testing more Americans. You know, now they've tested something like 60 million Americans. And oh my gosh, now 2,777 people died yesterday, they're saying, from COVID or COVID-related things, which means you give them a test that the German courts have now ruled are 96% false positive. But if the hospitals test you and you say you're positive, if it says you're positive, they get an additional, what is it, $13,000 just to admit you? If they intubate you, another $39,000. And then if you die, even more money. That's why it's only certain hospitals where you have most of the death, because they are killing people that they see as useless eaters, mainly homeless. And in the few promo videos that are out there of the supposed full hospitals that we know are empty, they'll have a few homeless in there that they can dress up and wear their little spacesuits with and try to scare everybody. But I've talked to the top medical doctors. You've seen all the interviews. You've seen all the evidence. And I talked to the owner of one of the big genetic engineering companies. Just happened to run into him. Not going to say how or where, because after he talked to me, his lawyers found out he talked to me. And he said it was, you know, don't repeat this. This is for me, but you can tell people this. And his lawyers found out about it. And I got calls within an hour of talking to that guy. Just saying, please do not say his name. Please do not say it. Please. But he's just like one of these rich billionaire scientists. You know, tell you what he really thinks. Fauci's a total fraud. Gates is a fraud. He works with him. His company does real genetically engineered nanotech with anti-cancer antibodies for the colon, you know, all sorts of stuff. And he said, it's absolutely like you say, Jones. They turn the PCR test up so high that everybody supposedly has COVID when you don't. If you've ever had a coronavirus in the last decade, it shows it, or a flu virus. But he said, plus the corona vaccine is a fraud because your body doesn't even see COVID-19 as enough of a threat to keep an immunity going. Most people won't even get antibodies with it. And that's what's come out in other big studies, is you don't keep the immunity because your body doesn't even see it as a threat. So they have to add all this other adjuvants into the shots to try to make your body see it as a threat to have a response. And now they're worried that every time you get a regular cold, you could die of an autoimmune response. So what they're giving you is an allergic reaction to the regular cold virus that's the most common. So instead of you beating it 99% of the time, you're going to get deathly ill and have an autoimmune response, and they're going to call it COVID-19, when what really killed almost everybody during the Spanish flu, 50 million it's estimated, was the autoimmune response. The autoimmune response. And, of course, masks were all the rage then, and they became incubators for bacterial pneumonia, and they estimate, Dr. Fauci wrote a paper on this in 2007, that most of the deaths were caused by bacterial pneumonia. So this is what the real medical science is saying, and this is what they're trying to suppress. And I've got a lot of news on that coming up. And then I'm going to hit Trump's incredible speech yesterday. We've got the highlights here. That's exactly what he needs to be doing. With 49 days left, he did it. Now he's got 48 days. Now he must expose communist China being behind Fauci, being behind Gates, being behind Biden. Take the gloves off. Only the president has a big enough bully pulpit to break through the electronic Berlin Wall and savage the globalist. Only directly from the Resolute Desk in the Oval Office, talking directly to the American people, leveling us that this is a foreign takeover, we have a shot. The good news is you hear Lynn Wood saying it's a communist Chinese takeover. And the Democrats are clients of him. He used to be a Democrat. He understands it. Tucker Carlson says the coronavirus pandemic is a global fraud perpetrated by China, abetted by the powerful. Totally true. The real talking point that I've been hammering like the devil is now becoming the dominant point, and that's victory. To win a war, you got to admit you're in a war. You got to know who the enemy is. You got to know what their goals are. And the globalists are incredibly weak right now. They have a doddering, mindless puppet president that they believe they're going to be able to install fraudulently. They have all their blue cities and blue states collapsing. They have an ideology that's total fraud and total evil and couldn't be sold to anybody that had half a brain. And so we have to simply say, hey, you tried to say Trump wasn't legitimate, tried to stop him from being inaugurated with no proof saying he was a Russian. All we have is proof with Joe Biden. Trump, somebody calls in, hey, he's got a dead woman in his trunk. This is an allegory, an analogy. Cops pull him over, no dead woman, no blood. Nothing. No woman's been announced missing. Trump's got an alibi where he just was. Joe Biden, they call in, hey, Joe Biden's driving an 18-wheeler full of dead bodies. Cops pull him over, full of dead bodies. He's got blood all over him, scratches on his face, and they open up a bag, and it's a bunch of memory sticks of him videotaping him torturing women to death. I mean, That's the level of open and shut. You have the dead bodies. You have the serial killer killing them. You have everything. I mean, it's ridiculous. And here's the danger, though. With someone as incredibly compromised as this, with somebody as out of control controlled like this, they are going to know that Biden's weak and scared and will do whatever the globalists, the Chi-Coms, tell him. And the media has already been trained to cover up the laptop and Hunter Biden and Burisma and the Moscow mayor paying him off $3.5 million. So now all they're going to do is get 10 times worse. And, of course, try to bring in such a depression that their people just need food. And so when you're starving, you'll do what you're told a lot of times if you don't know who did it to you. And that's why the left's declaring martial law all over the blue cities and states. Same thing in Europe, same thing in Australia. This is a UN world government plan with the left coming down on us with both feet to drive us into submission, and Klaus Schwab admits it all. So this is open and shut. This is their takeover. All the big mega corporations are essential. Your business isn't. You go bankrupt. You're permanently under their control. That's their plan. We have the footage when we come back of the business owner being let out in chains in New York from his bar. All the other big businesses can stay open, but he can't. He's a mom and pop. He's not essential. He didn't want to go on welfare and live in a shack, so he goes to jail. The answer is a chain reaction resistance and not following any of the government's damn illegal orders.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy, be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. Infowars.com. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the quote animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, the way the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick. It really is simple. The left are into being deviant. And I don't mean sexually deviant. That goes to territory. I'm talking about deviant against their ancestors, deviant against their own species, deviant against the order of nature. Even though that deviance is destructive and poisonous, they still do it because they want to play God. Everything they touch, they destroy. Their sacrament is aborting babies and then using their body parts. Their religion is not taking care of the old, but euthanizing them. Their whole system is designed for the UN to keep third world countries in serious poverty and poor, ballooning populations, and then watching all that new fruit die on the vine to continually reproduce the same nightmares over and over and over again. They truly are the children of Satan. They are the children of the devil. And if you look at the slaves that serve them, Biden and Kamala Harris, it really is manifest that being a slave of Satan is not profitable. Sin is not profitable. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Presetti. He's the owner of the popular restaurant and bar there on Staten Island. New York told, hey, you're not essential, buddy. You can have a little patio out here, and you can have maybe 5% of your patrons for the whole winter and maybe next year. You're going to go bankrupt. And he said, no, we're essential. And the police said, we're going to arrest you. So he said, you know what? I'm an autonomous zone like the commies. But they sent in their undercover police as if they were doing something secret and arrested him. We'll go ahead and roll the footage of that again. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're into hour number one here, 30-something minutes in. Joe Rogan in studio coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and some other special guests. We have one of the main groups exposing China's selling of human body parts of political dissidents. They don't even hide it. Apple is a big part of it. That's coming up as well today. And remember how we override the globalists? You tell people about the Forbidden Show. That is white hot thanks to you spreading the word. And the fact that everything we've warned about and broken down is now all manifesting because we've studied the globalists. But here is New York City bar owner who defied coronavirus restrictions arrested. You mean the martial law? Here's some of the other headlines dealing with all of this. L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. L.A. mayor refusing to wear a mask is an act of domestic terrorism. You're a terrorist. UK government medical officer says wear mask for years to come. Yeah, it's permanent. This is all martial law. This is all cult training. That's all it is. It's people being let out in chains because big tech says you're not essential. Oh, but big tech and their restaurants and Walmarts. In fact, I sent this to the producers a few days ago. They probably can't find it while we're live, but it was a picture tells a thousand words, and it shows an empty church, but a full Walmart. A Walmart with big lines, full of people, parking lot full, but a church is closed. And that's all you've really got to know about any of this. And then you see the numbers. Jeff Bezos has doubled his wealth this year. And they admit because of the lockdown. Oh, but all your businesses were closed. His wasn't. They all came up with this. And it was big tech and South by Southwest and the left that all closed first and all canceled their big events to create the domino. But then they all opened right back up. 44 million U.S. workers have filed for unemployment while billionaires got $637 billion richer, Business Insider. And those are old numbers. It's far worse than that now. So this isn't our opinion. This is economic, cultural warfare. And this is obliterating the old system and bringing in a top-down consolidated system. So yeah, go ahead and roll. The owner of the bar being let out last night in handcuffs for keeping his business open and saying that he's essential. By the way, a lot of these businesses tried to get the stimulus, and they never got the stimulus.
A lot of cops. What are they, arresting a member of MS-13? No, it's just a guy who owns a bar who had the nerve to open for business in violation of Governor Cuomo's new COVID restrictions, which were just in place for certain neighborhoods. His name is Danny Pressey. He's in custody right now. That's a real shame.
Now let's show you a town in Michigan where the business owner comes up and takes over the local live feed and says, listen, you're forcing me to fight back. You're bankrupting me. I tried to get the damn stimulus last time, and I was not eligible. Listen, we went and tried just to see. We tried to log on thousands of times over a couple months, thousands of times. I'm talking 20 times a day. I had like 5 employees trying because we were losing a ton of money and things were falling apart, and I wanted to just see if we could get it. Then I hired a law firm to check, and they said, no, you can't get it. Amazon got $33 billion of the stimulus money. Here's the headline. Watch what happens when a struggling business owner walks into a live news feed. Here it is.
The details on why the judge said no. Tavarius, is everything okay?
Okay.
My government leaders have abandoned me.
Are you the owner?
$4 trillion of stimulus money. They gave it to who? Special interest groups and campaign donors. I'm Dave Morris. I own the place.
So what's going on?
What's going on? You know what's going on.
Tell me. You tell me.
Hey, we got a government that has taken the stimulus money. They gave it to special campaign donors. They gave it to special interests. They abandoned me, and they have put me in a position where I have to fight back. Okay?
So do you feel that this is the right thing to do?
Absolutely. I feel everybody needs to stand up. Hey, listen. There was enough money to give every family in this country $20,000 to go home for 2 months. They chose to give it to special interests and campaign donors, the Kennedy Space Center, and they abandoned us. So you could have given me money. I'd gladly walk away for 60 days and let this virus settle down. I'm not going to do it alone. Okay?
Are you going to continue to violate the state's orders and
this
stay open?
State order. This isn't an order. This is a conspiracy. This is a tyranny.
What do you want to tell other restaurant owners who...
Wake up. Stand up. This is America. Be free. I got patriots coming out supporting me.
That's Dave Morris, business owner. He's essential. But see, he didn't get the money. But here's the problem. You were never supposed to get it. It's meant to bankrupt you and get you out of the business chain to consolidate control. Klaus Schwab admits this is economic warfare to kill the capitalist economy and have the megabanks come in and take control and dictate. They admit it. And people are finally getting it. Already 2 million people starved to death. Hell, that's an old number. Hundreds of millions are set to starve to death, the UN admits. The very group that's done the lockdown then tells the world that now you need to give us tens of billions to feed people that are starving to death, but the UN doesn't even do that. The UN goes around sex trafficking and mass murdering from Haiti to the Congo, from Guatemala to Bangladesh. I mean, you name it, they do it, to Burma. My God, just type in UN sex trade, UN slavery. They run the damn thing bigger than it ever was. Look at the AP, 25-page article came out a few years ago, got zero coverage, where they went and found tens of thousands of missing children, hundreds that had been killed, Haitians. Oh, and guess whose foundation was at the center of it and whose head of the Haiti operation for the Clintons went to jail but got out in a couple years and changed her name, and she now runs Amber Alert. Can't make it up. You're going to be snatching kids, folks. You got to be in control and knowing who saw them and who's reporting them. They got their people on the inside everywhere, and they are the most ruthless demons the world has ever seen. We have a serious case of Satanist pedophiles. Okay? So they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll play the PCR test when we come back. The inventor of it saying it's a total fraud. And they know that. And the German courts have said it's a total fraud. But you know what Twitter and Facebook do when you try to share those articles? They shut it down. They shut down legislature hearings with total proof. I mean, they have the Amistad Institute, super respected nonpartisan law firm for been around out of the subgroup. It's for like 100 years. You know, Amistad, that's like a British abolitionist. Folks that ended slavery all over the world. They have found total proof with the eyewitnesses and everything of total fraud in Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of votes being shipped in for Biden. I mean, they have it. It's done. It's done. It's done. Just this one case overturns it all. And it's just hundreds and hundreds of cases. We'll be right back.
Time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made. Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon. Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now, preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They'll give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment. But they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover. And we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. I've known Joe Rogan 22 years. He's a really interesting guy, a really fun guy to know personally. And he is a tough guy. He is a very focused person. But at the same time, he's a really sweet person. And he really genuinely wants everybody to get along.
and really believes in humanity, and he projects his own goodness onto people. I did a four-hour interview with him Tuesday night, and I was going to air it yesterday, but it was four-plus hours long, and then quite a bit during the interview we shot, like it was live, just nonstop, took a few bathroom breaks. He would say, hey, why don't we play a clip of that or play a clip of this? He wasn't fact-checking me. He was like, hey, why don't you play this clip here? And I'm like, we'll have to do that in post. So we ended up staying up here until about midnight last night, adding a lot of the clips and things in to back up what Rogan said into it. So it's like 4.5 hours long. And he was in studio here 2 days ago. When I say he'll be in studio, it's the footage of that. We're going to air some of the highlights and excerpts coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then at about 1 o'clock or so, we're going to post the full 4+ hour interview. And the reason this is important is everything Joe does gets millions of views. And everything he does with me gets 20, 30, 40 million views. And with a lot of other people he interviews are or he talks to are big as well. But Joe doesn't do a lot of interviews. And so this is a great way to reach out to new people that, oh, I don't want to look at Alex Jones, but they'll look at something Joe Rogan's doing. And so this is a powerful interview. 4.5 hours long. And it's going to be posted to band.video very, very soon. We'll be playing excerpts here on the air, and it's a great tool for you to reach out to your friends and your family and your neighbors with, hey, you know, Alex Jones is forbidden. Well, Joe Rogan was on his show. It's wild. And then give it to him. And by the way, everything I do is free to air. Everything I do is copyright free, meaning that you can take it, you can share it, you can edit it, you can cut it, you can play it on your show. We get so many emails and so many letters saying, Can I paint InfoWars on my barn? Or can I make copies of your DVD and give them out? You better. But as conservatives and patriots and Christians and nationalists, we're so into the rules that we curtail ourselves. We're in a war. I don't care about my website getting the traffic. Let me tell you what happened last time Joe Rogan was on this show. It was 1.5 years ago. I'd just gone on his. He was in here in Austin visiting. He was already thinking about moving to Austin. He was already thinking about starting a comedy club here. It was already going on in his brain. The lockdown just pushed it over the edge. And we hung out, went out to dinner, a bunch of stuff. Yeah, that's me there at Joe's studios in L.A. back when he had him there. Cool Conan the Barbarian original painting. Or a print of an original. And what was my point? I get distracted by what I see on screen sometimes. Oh, I'm not allowed on YouTube. So the interview gets posted by just a little sub-channel of somebody I never heard of. It gets 3 million views in 2 days. It's going to get 50 million views probably. And they deleted it. And so that's the thing, is that I just want this information to get out. And it's a very thought-provoking interview, and I'm proud of it. And, again, Joe went 4+ hours with us, and we had some fun. So a lot of it's silly. A lot of it's very, very serious. There's some surprises. But like I said, that'll be at band.video. And that will be at Infowars.com and a lot more by the end of the next hour. And I hope you share it because, again, you're hardcore political like I am. You got to understand something that's a cultural icon like Joe Rogan. And we're political 1776, defeat the globalist. That's the most important thing. And it's huge, and it's the key to everything. But Joe Rogan is a bridge to other people. And Joe likes what I do. He knows that most of what I cover is accurate. And he has a lot of courage coming on the show. Believe me, he's went through a lot to have me on, went through a lot to come on here, went through a lot of pressure. So you can sit back and say, oh, well, Joe Rogan should do more. No one else in his position is. And look, I like Tucker Carlson. I admire him. He's a friend. We talk. I'll leave it at that. But I'm banned from going on his show. And he used to plug InfoWars on there. And, you know, obviously you don't see that anymore because they, you know, it's nobody's been willing to go to bat for me in a big position of power other than Trump behind the scenes. And, you know, Biden gets in. I got told last week, hell, I got told 2 days ago, that I'm enemy number two. I got told by them. They said, Jones, I got this call by one of the folks that works for the Clintons who's a Republican. And he said, Jones, you had enough yet? You ready to come in out of the cold? And I said, just as soon as you stop running slave camps in China, just as soon as you guys stop being involved in pedophilia. How about that? So, you know, it's obvious what Matt Drudge did. Whatever they did to him, he finally rolled over. So, here's the thing. I can't do it. I can't roll over. I can't give up. I just can't do it. These people are too evil. Doesn't mean that I'm not sick of fighting them. Doesn't mean I don't want to look at Joe Biden. I don't even hate these people. I just can't stand them. They're repulsive. It's like hating a dead dog in the street that has maggots all over it. Do I hate it? No, I just don't want to smell it or look at it. I mean, Joe Biden is a creepy, evil, twisted, horrid, scary-looking dude, man. The lights are on, but nobody's home. You think I want to spend my time looking at him? Spend my time with my mind, my energy? No, I'm sick of these people. But they're not going to leave us alone. They're not going to go away without a fight. So here we are. Come on, Alex, you're an elitist. You're smart. You see it all. The general public doesn't. They tear you apart if they can get the position you've got. Join us. We'll protect you. Really? Like you protect all the pedophiles? Like you run slave camps for Christians? No. No. I don't want to be protected. I don't want to be given immunity by you because you don't have it from God. I've got my immunity. Thank you very much. It all looks so inviting. Oh, all the money, all the private jets, all the best medicine, all the best sex, all the best drugs, all just Jones, we love you. Just come with us. Come. You don't think I get hate from the enemy. You know, it's like, oh, Jones, we know you're going to make the right decision. We know you're going to come over to us, Jones. Come to us. Come here. Come to us. Come. Come to us. Meanwhile, all these corporate lawyers and all these sellouts would do, they'd kill their firstborn to be part of this. It's disgusting, and I won't be part of it. And I'll stay in this fight as long as you keep me in the fight. Two things that are back in stock. Prostagard's been sold out for quite a while. Men and women buy it. It's admitted that salt palmetto is really good for your prostate. It's not just that gland. It's good for men and women. Look at the studies. It's a high-quality salt palmetto, and then it's got a bunch of zinc and a bunch of other key things for your immune system. It's got a bunch of ingredients. Infowarsstore.com. And it's $19.95. You're not going to find a brand anywhere near this for that cost. We're discounting it massively. Prostagard, back in stock, $19.95, free shipping. An additional 10% off with promo code Patriot. Well, I mean, at that price, we're making like $5 on this. So get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code Patriot at checkout. And what else is back in stock? Alpha Power. It's got a bunch of patented ingredients in it that are known to boost your body's natural libido, stamina, energy. It's powerful. Go read the ingredients in Alpha Power. I'm not going to belabor it here on air for you today, but you need to check it out. Also, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. Leading competitors, 3 to 5%. So good for your immune system, so good for everything. Amazing anti-inflammatory. Body's is also massively discounted. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And promo code Patriot. And that's how we fund this operation. We also have the activated charcoal toothpaste that's really strong and amazing. That's at Infowarsstore.com. Just check it all out while you're there. And know you're the ones putting us in the field, not Soros, not Kissinger, not any of these New World Order people, but you. You keep us in the field, and we thank you for that because I don't want to give up. Not now, especially, because we're just about to have our victory. Stay with us. Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020.
will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Bodies Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power, it's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side and the globalists know it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Got a message to the president, a message to all of you, and the stuff I said I'd get into on the COVID stuff next segment. But right now, here's a few powerful clips of what Trump said in that speech. That's exactly what we needed yesterday. Here is Trump getting into some of the key areas that are so blaring.
One of the most significant indications of widespread fraud is the extraordinarily low rejection rates for mail-in ballots in many key states. These are the states that I had to win. In swing state after swing state, the number of ballots rejected has been dramatically lower than what would have been expected based on prior experience. That means years and years of voting. In Georgia, just 0.2%, that's substantially less than 1% of mail-in ballots have been rejected. In other words, almost none have been rejected. They took everything. Nothing was rejected practically. Compared to 6.4% in 2016, and there are those that think that 6.4 was a low number. So think of it. Almost none were rejected. And the previous election, 6.4% were rejected. We have seen similar declines in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Michigan. Ballots weren't rejected, especially if they happen to be in Democrat areas. These irregularities are inexplicable unless there is a deliberate effort to accept ineligible ballots or fraudulent ballots. In Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State and the State Supreme Court, in essence, abolished signature verification requirements just weeks prior to the election in violation of state law. You're not allowed to do that. It has to be approved by the legislature. A judge can't do it. A state can't do it. An official can't do it. The only one that can do it is the legislature. The reason for this is clear. They were not verifying signatures because they know the ballots have not been filled out by the voters in whose names they were cast. In other words, people filled them out that had nothing to do with the names of the ballot. A simple recount of the ballots under these circumstances only compounds the fraud. The only way to determine whether there was an honest vote is to conduct a full review of the envelopes in the relevant states. You will find that many of them, tens of thousands, have fraudulent signatures. A full forensic audit is required to ensure that only legal ballots from lawfully registered voters that were properly cast are included in the final count.
What an incredible 49-minute speech. You know, I almost just came in today and said we're airing the speech because it got very little coverage on national news because they've already censored out all his supporters that would try to share it. And they're putting all these little, oh, this is disputed, that's disputed. But we have the speech posted in full at band.video. President Trump gives his most important speech on election fraud, 2020. All right. I'm going to be a good boy and put my nose to the grindstone when we come back to cover the waterfront and a key message to you, President Trump, and the world, and the total proof of COVID being the giant Chi-Com scam at Ish. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the Communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns where you can't even leave your house for months and months are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Knowing that President Trump could be fraudulently removed from office in our dutiful election of him overturned in 48 days is like watching the sunset when you're in the Arctic without a house, without a heater, without even a robe. You know, as that sun sets, all hell is going to be breaking loose. Oh, I've gotten the calls. They've told me Biden's people are already taking over all the main positions. And they said, you are target number two, boy. I'm very proud. I get to sign my John Hancock on 1776 part two. You know, I'm going to play the most powerful piece of Trump's speech here in a moment. Where he's so strong, he's so good. Believing in us, standing against this evil, he won in a landslide. 11 million more votes than he got last time. The fraud, absolutely proven. He laid it out in 49 minutes. But first, let's play Lynn Wood outside the Georgia Capitol yesterday, gallantly fighting and exposing this communist Chinese takeover in those words and pointing out this is the new 1776. Our spirit of 1776 will trump their lies no matter what they do. And they're not demoralizing us. We've just begun to fight. And just like these business owners in L.A. and the business owners in New York who are refusing to close, all the Democrats stay open. All their systems have waivers. They're waging war on us. These are monster creatures that want to bankrupt us like the poor people they control, black and white and Hispanic, in their poor neighborhoods. They're just making us all their slaves right now. And if we recognize this is a conspiracy, this is a tyranny, as that business owner in Detroit said, it's over. It's not done from a place of goodness. They've broken the social contract. They're criminal frauds. Here is the lawyer at the big event that happened in Georgia. Where again, we're there, 500 people. Great. And I said, watch, in weeks it'll be bigger. And that was thousands and thousands. It's a chain reaction, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you do it. Here it is.
We're going to send a message from Wills Park in Alpharetta, Georgia, to the state capitol in the Golden Dome of Georgia, to the tin roof of the governor's mansion of Georgia. We're going to send them a message. And the message is this. It's 1776 in America again. And you're not going to take our freedom. We're going to fight for our liberty. We're going to send that message from Wills Park today, and we're going to send it all the way over to Beijing, China. We're not going to let you take our country over. Never going to happen on our watch. This is America. You picked a fight with the wrong people.
Now, yeah, you picked a fight with the wrong people. Now, Lynn Wood has been a Democrat and a Republican. He's a Southerner. And Breitbart, funded by the Mercers, is scared of him. Obviously, he's pissed. Obviously, he's real. I watched the whole speech last night. We only played part of it live on the show yesterday, but I watched it last night in bed. And I watched Powell's as well and others. It's been about an hour and a half watching it. And they're like, oh, he used to be a Democrat. He's trying to make us lose the Senate seats in Georgia. He didn't do any of that in his speech. They're scared of that. Because when you get all those Democrats that know their country's in trouble to finally activate, and that guy sounds like a Southern Baptist preacher, doesn't he? So does the black state rep, Jones, super well-spoken. When you start having men like that that are as good as speakers as I am or better and just as smart popping up, it's game over. Vernon Jones used to be a Democrat, too. I've looked in his eyes when he's got tears in him talking about them stealing the election in Georgia and how he's not going to stand for it. There are a lot of good people that have been Democrats that have been conned by it, and they're pissed now. You can't fool that type of authenticity. And so here comes Breitbart, who I try not to attack. Ronald Reagan's rule was don't attack other conservatives, and they got a lot of great folks at Breitbart. But every comment on that article attacking Lynn Wood says you're full of crap. You know, if we're going to win a war, we want to get the other side over to us. The Republicans are telling us Trump should step down. He didn't win the election. Bill Barr's saying there's no evidence when that's all there is, like a battleship in the ocean, and they're saying there's no water, sir. What the hell are you talking about? Open your eyes. We're floating on it. And then Lynn Wood comes along with the Covington kids and all this other stuff as a champion and wakes up and says, oh, don't trust him. Well, if you're not going to trust the people trying to get a real recount and overturn it and get a special session, who are you going to trust? Jesus Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits. That's what I do. You have a big old fat milk cow, and it doesn't have any milk. You have a little bitty skinny Jersey cow, and it produces more milk than you never drink. You judge a tree by its fruits, and you judge a big old pink top titty off how much milk comes out of it. And that's all I'm telling you here, is that that's how this works, folks. What do you get from InfoWars? Founts of fruit, of milk, of truth, just gut like. And the enemy absolutely hates it. And they hate Vernon Jones, and they hate Lynn Wood, and they hate your ass. Because they are so scared that we come together for a pro-human future. I mean, look, America's not perfect. We've got problems. But the idea of human liberty and justice and a middle class and due process, the globalists can't stand it. And the Chi-Com model is what they're trying to replace us with, saying we're over and we're done. And they've got a good portion of Democrats openly saying that they don't want America to even exist. And they want to replace it with the Chi-Com system where you are literally a slave. It's unbelievable. And of course, Wood comes out and says they're lying. He's been mainly a Republican. He's known to vote for both. It doesn't matter. What matters is action. Who's the heavyweight champion in a boxing match? It's whoever beats up the former one. Who's Mike Tyson in 1988? Mike Tyson. Who's Tiger Woods? Who's the golf champion? It's Tiger Woods. It's all about the proof in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen. Not about talk, not about games, but about what you stand for and what you do and your enemies. And that's why they're always telling you, oh, Jones isn't real. Oh, no, Jones, he works for the CIA or he works for the blah, blah, blah. Because they don't want you to believe there's anybody real. They don't want you to feel like there's anybody else with you out there that stands for what's right. Because you know you're real. You know you're strong. You know what you stand for. You know you have a relationship with God. But they don't want you to think there's anybody else out there that's like you. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of people out there. And they got brown skin, and they got white skin, and they got pink skin, and they got black skin, but they got red hearts, and they got red blood. And they got will, and they've got ancestors, and they've got a destiny. And we're not rolling over to the globalists when they come in with all the forced inoculations and world government and tell us we're not essential and we got to roll over and die. Those are fighting words when you tell me I'm not essential. That's how every damn science fiction movie begins, when the aliens pull up and say, we're going to blow your planet up. You're not essential unless you submit to us. And I don't believe you're wimps. I don't believe you're cowards. I just don't think people see enough example of leadership, and people just are still stunned and dazed to be in this position. But as soon as people see action and folks standing up like these business owners in California and these business owners in New York, these business owners in Michigan, as soon as that chain reaction begins, it's over for the New World Order. They've desperately run this gamble. They've run this confidence game, and it's time for it to stop. It's not the Great Reset, baby. It's the Great Awakening. There it is. This isn't about your health. It's about power, and it's about control, and it's about suspending logic, where all the globalists can fly around and go to restaurants and not wear masks, but your business is shut. You lose your job, and now they've got a forced inoculation for you if you want the welfare check. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America. No news outlet is an enemy of America. No news outlet is an enemy of America. CNN. All right, Alex Jones here, back live. Let's go to the PCR inventor, Carrie Mullis, just a year or so ago, pointing out that the PCR test is not good for viruses, and that you can turn them up like the U.S. has done 20-plus times, what you're supposed to get this, the U.K. 45 times, to give you false positives. And now, because you get money with a false positive at a hospital. So now they've turned those little computers, a little test in your nose, up to where a papaya, a goat, remember the Tanzanian president's a scientist, he's like 98% of our people test positive COVID? With the UN, he goes, send a papaya piece and send a goat, both positive. So that was 7 months ago. So that's how this fraud operates, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what he had to say about it.
If they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it just to claim that it's meaningful. Those tests are all based on things that are invisible, and they are, the results are inferred in a sense. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. But it's not, it doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that.
I always forget her name, but guys, try to pull it up. It's like billionaire woman. She was the big star hooked in with Obama and Netflix. Billion and Bill Gates, billionaire CEO woman develops tests to find cancer in your blood and all other illnesses. And it worked for like 5 years. They made hundreds of millions of dollars. It was all lies. It was all fake. They killed people with cancer surgeries over it. And it was basically a PCR test where they claim a computer finds all this in your blood. Well, we have the articles. I put it out in a video a couple days ago at band.video. There it is. Elizabeth Holmes, CEO, Silicon Valley star, accused of fraud. And now it's all admitted. It just isn't real. You just put it in the computer, a blood sample, and it goes beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, 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 and it just puts out this BS. Here, look at this. Landmark legal ruling finds that COVID test not fit for purpose. So what does MSM do? They ignore it. Just like John Hopkins came out with a report saying almost everyone that died of COVID died of something else, or that the tests are fake. Boom, John Hopkins pulls it. Not because it isn't true, but because it's this big information management scam. It's incredible. And then, yes, any virus can kill you if you don't have your essential vitamins and minerals, but they won't even tell you you need that. And they have the FBI on TV going, don't claim vitamins and minerals help you or we'll arrest you. I mean, this is just crazy. Absolutely nuts. You know, I've got this big Trump clip that I think is the best out of the 49-minute speech that we're going to air when we come back after that. And then I guess we'll push other guests back into the Joe Rogan stuff tomorrow, maybe. But because I'm not sure we even can air that. But, you know, there's so much more to get to here today and so many angles to all of this. I'm being sarcastic. This morning I said, can I just have three clips, just one clip from each person involved in editing this? And then I'm just going to air those at 12:30. And so they've got like 15 clips and I don't have them yet. And I'm not mad. It's just, we just won't do it. Because that's the only power I've got at this point, is that every time we do this, just to give up. Because I got a lot of political news and a lot of important stuff to cover, and at least I can post the whole Joe Rogan interview. We can get that done to band.video. So that should be up by, next hour for you. But again, the news websites are Infowars.com and Newswars.com and so much more. Separately, to fund this operation, we need your support, and I'm very, very appreciative to all of your support. So what you can do is go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that are good for you and your family, like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion that has all the vitamins, all the minerals, amino acids, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, DNA Force Plus, X2, X3 that are both essential, the good clean iodine. X2 is one type of deep earth crystal. The other is the deep earth crystal and two other types. Some people like that better. It's different for everybody. It just goes on and on how amazing these products are and what they do for folks and the fact that they also then fund this operation. And so without your support, we can't do this. With your support, we can do this. And I'm trying as hard as I can. So just visit InfoWarsStore.com, sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off on your next order. You can cancel for any time. And right now we're running a very rare promo code. Promo codes aren't that rare if you are a newsletter subscriber at InfoWars.com/newsletter to get exclusive videos and articles and things. And then we send out promo codes once a week on that for members of that. But for the main show, we hardly ever do it, maybe twice a year. Promo code Patriot at checkout, and you get an additional 10% off on the discounts on top of it, and free shipping. So get Alpha Power, sold out for almost a year. Couldn't get the patented ingredients for it because of the shutdown. Finally got that in. And, of course, our best deal ever, Prostagard, that's got the zinc, the saw palmetto, and a bunch of other vitamins and minerals. It's not just good for your prostate. It's good for everything. It's great for your immune system. It's $19.95. But this is good for men, and this is good for women. And if I was you, I would really, 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 really check that out. And take advantage of it. It's got the selenium in it. It's got the magnesium. It's got the chromium. It's got so many other great ingredients, vitamin D. It's got the zinc. I mean, it's got all that essential stuff in it with the high-quality saw palmetto at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Okay, you just saw the proof, the inventor of the test for COVID saying it is a hoax and a fraud. And this whole thing is based on a giant fraud. They've got so many people involved in the fraud, but now they're going to try to prop up the giant fraud. Donald Trump's coming up.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy, be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. Infowars.com.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control. You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've got this Trump interview cut down into 30 clips. I've only heard three or four today, but most of them are short. This 4.5-minute clip, I think, says it all and is more of what we need to see from the president immediately. We're going to play this clip, and I've got some advice to the president, advice to the country and the world, if you think my advice is worth anything. And then we'll get to some of the Joe Rogan excerpts. The full interview is now live at InfoWars.com and Band.video. A big exclusive interview with Joe Rogan, 4+ hours, spilt his guts. It'll reach a lot of new people. Please share it widely. But first, El Presidente.
So we're not looking to show you 25 faulty or fraudulent votes, which don't mean anything because it doesn't overturn the state, or 50 or 100. We're showing you hundreds of thousands, far more than we need, far more than the margin, far more than the law requires. We can show many times what is necessary to win the state. The media knows this, but they don't want to report it. In fact, they outright refuse to even cover it because they know the result if they do. Even what I'm saying now will be demeaned and disparaged, but that's okay. I just keep on going forward because I'm representing 74 million people, and in fact, I'm also representing all of the people that didn't vote for me. The mail-in voting scam is the latest part of their four-year effort to overturn the results of the 2016 election, and it's been like living in hell. Our opponents have proven many times, again and again, that they will say and do anything to get back into power. The corrupt forces who are registering dead voters and stuffing ballot boxes are the same people who have perpetrated one phony and fraudulent hoax after another. You've been watching it now for 4 years. These entrenched interests oppose our movement because we put America first. They don't put America first. And we're returning power to you, the American people. They don't want America first. They only want power for themselves. They want to make money. That's why they don't want me as your president. I've been investigated from soon after I announced I was running for president, when I immediately went to number one in the Republican primary polls. The investigations never stopped. They went on for 4 years. And I won them all. I beat them all. Russia, Russia, Russia. The impeachment hoax. And so much more. Robert Mueller spent $48 million of taxpayer money investigating me for 2.5 years, issued over 2,800 subpoenas, executed nearly 500 search warrants, issued 230 orders for communications records, and conducted 500 witness interviews, all looking to take me down. There was no collusion in the end, none whatsoever. Senator Marco Rubio, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, stated the committee found no evidence that then-candidate Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with the Russian government. And I thank Senator Rubio for that statement. Now I hear that these same people that failed to get me in Washington have sent every piece of information to New York so that they can try to get me there. It's all been gone over, over and over again. For $48 million, you go through tax returns, you go through everything. The New York Attorney General, who recently ran for office, campaigned without knowing me, stating, "We will join with law enforcement and other attorneys general across this nation in removing this president from office." I never met her. "It's important that everybody understand," she said, "that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end. And all it's been is a big investigation in Washington and New York and any place else that can investigate, because that's what they want to do. They want to take not me, but us down. And we can never let them do that. And on top of everything else, we have a company that's very suspect. Its name is Dominion. With the turn of a dial or the change of a chip, you can press a button for Trump and the vote goes to Biden. What kind of a system is this? We have to go to paper. Maybe it takes longer, but the only secure system is paper. Not these systems that nobody understands, including, in many cases, the people that run them. Although, unfortunately, I think they understand them far too well. In one Michigan county, as an example, that used Dominion systems, they found that nearly 6,000 votes had been wrongly switched from Trump to Biden. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is what we caught. How many didn't we catch? Are there hundreds of other examples throughout the country? Are there thousands? We just got lucky, and they called it a glitch. But we found numerous glitches that evening. 96% of the company's political donations went to Democrats, not surprisingly. And frankly, when you look at who's running the company, who's in charge, who owns it, which we don't know, where are the votes counted, which we think are counted in foreign countries, not in the United States, Dominion is a disaster. Election authorities in Texas have repeatedly blocked the deployment of Dominion systems due to concerns about security vulnerabilities and the potential for errors and outright fraud. Every district that uses Dominion systems must be carefully monitored and carefully investigated, but not only for the future. Right now, we're worried about the present and what went on with an election that we won without question.
All right, let me say this right now. Trump waited 3 weeks until he really made that powerful statement because he wanted to have the evidence. And in 3 weeks to go out and gather all that was amazing. A lot of whistleblowers, a lot of hard work, and a lot of courage. And boy, in 49 minutes, he lays out incredible evidence, and they've laid it out at the legislatures in Michigan, in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, and other areas. And the left is in a total panic because they just keep doubling down with their fraud. They keep doubling down with their scams. They keep doubling down with the fact that Trump's illegitimate. And now they've just announced Biden the winner with these fraudulent ballots, and they've been caught. And so as negative as things are, and even if Biden's able to somehow sneak his way in, if all the courts and everybody abandons President Trump, except the Supreme Court, really, we aren't going to accept it. We're the ones that were robbed and disenfranchised. And it's what I call, it's what history calls, a Pyrrhic victory. A Pyrrhic victory is a victory that inflicts such devastating toll on the victor that it is tantamount to defeat. Winning a Pyrrhic victory takes a heavy toll that negates any true sense of achievement or damages long-term progress. The phrase originates from a quote by Cyrus of Epirus, whose triumph against the Romans in the Battle of Asilium in 279 BC destroyed much of the forces, and while a tactical victory, forced the end of his campaign, later the collapse of his system. It is a Pyrrhic victory. And believe me, they admit that in the CFR reports that are public. They say, my God, we tried to steal everything, and they're going to keep the Senate and the House probably, or gain a lot of seats in the House, and everybody hates us, and the media is totally hated, and they've shot their wad. So they weren't just fighting Trump. They were fighting all of us. As long as we don't give up, keep pushing, and expose China Joe, at a sick level, it's almost better they put him in, except then they're going to go for broke. It's just too dangerous. But, I mean, let me tell you, there's more than one way to skin a cat. So put me in that briar patch all day long. I mean, they are really hanging themselves.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, warning, warning. There is not long to stop the complete martial law takeover, the giant third world collapse, and a new world war that is going to be triggered by the new COVID lockdown announced by globalist systems in Europe, in Asia, and now in the United States. Joe Biden is set to announce today that he has a new COVID task force that is calling for a national mask mandate to prove your servitude, contact tracing, forced inoculations coming, but most importantly, a new lockdown. That way he can say that Trump is to blame for COVID and claim that only a new lockdown will stop COVID. Then, of course, when that new lockdown doesn't work, those of us that didn't submit to the lockdown are going to be blamed for it, and that's when all the mass arrests start sometime towards the end of next year. This is a permanent martial law plan. Trump must repudiate it, expose Fauci and Gates, and the UN takeover, not play games with it. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low-price, high-quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you could normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
You know, something very sad is happening. It's very sad because it was all avoidable. 2.5 years ago when InfoWars got banned off of more than 60 major platforms, I warned everybody that it was a precedent for the upcoming presidential election and that they would continue to ratchet down and tighten down the censorship until effectively there was a total internet kill switch in place against conservatives, nationalists, and populists. And now that's happened. And then I told everybody that they would then start moving to arrest individuals that demonstrate and protest using a second COVID-19 lockdown, and that Trump needed to get out front and fully repudiate COVID-19 as basically an overblown hoax. He started to do that in the last few months of the campaign, but we have to understand that that's the pincer attack they're going to use. They're going to use Black Lives Matter and race war to stir up the American people and divide us, and they're going to use economic warfare, shutting down the economy, to try to control us. I hope people will listen now to my warnings because I'm on air telling people what's coming next.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Generals gathered in their masses.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning.
Vaccinated mind.
Poisoning their brainwashed mind.
Oh, Lord, yeah!
Oh, Lord, yeah!
Politicians hide themselves away.
Politicians hide themselves away.
They only started the wars using people.
They go out to fight.
They leave that to the poor.
They leave peril to the poor.
Yeah, all right. All right, folks, we are back live. Alex Jones here. We've got a special guest coming on that heads up one of the main groups exposing global organ harvesting, something Apple and others are really a big part of. But it's okay because they're liberal. They wear turtlenecks and go, so it's all right. But the Joe Rogan interview, 4+ hours long, really groundbreaking. Never seen Joe spill his guts like this. It's a great way to reach out to new listeners, new viewers, and wake them up. It's at band.video and at 79days.news. And Joe got into tribalism. He got into fighting globalism. He got into Biden. He got into hunting. He got into a whole bunch of subjects. And I can't think of a cool name of it. You know, I was saying Alex Jones and Joe Rogan, End of the World Part 3, because he did 2 End of the World pieces for the election that were viral. But how about Joe Rogan visits InfoWars for epic 4-hour-plus podcast breaking? You know what I mean? I mean, that's really what it is. And it's not the end of the world if we don't want it to be the end of the world. There's the InfoWars headline, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, End of the World Emergency Broadcast. Send this out on your email, your Twitter, your Facebook. You can grab clips of it. They're all going to go viral. It's free to air. Everybody get it. Have fun, ping trip, and place bong, and everybody else, you better have some fun with this, because we definitely had some fun ourselves. Here's Joe Rogan on the war against questioning. Here it is.
One of the things that makes me excited about some conspiracy theories is how some people are so reluctant to admit that any of them exist. And we start going back in history. You're like, where do we have to start? Let's start with Vietnam. How do you think we got into Vietnam? Do you know about the Gulf of Tonkin? And they're like, what's that? And you're like, you show them that and you take them to a website and then you send them an email and you're like, hey, I'm going to send you a video and this video explains a lot more. And then you call them the next day. You're like, what do you think about Kennedy? How did Kennedy die? Well, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Really? Interesting. I'm going to send you this and I'm going to send you that. And have you ever shot anything with a rifle? I have. You know what happens to bullets? They fucking explode. They hit bones. They splatter. They don't look anything like the original bullet. but the bullet that they attributed to the murder of JFK, they found on the gurney of Governor Connally.
Undamaged.
Connally, rather, who happened to just be, you know, where the bullet was. The bullet just fell out of his pocket or something. It's the dumbest idea of all time.
Exactly. So it's a war on questioning. And just as a case example, I used to get attacked a lot. Now, I get a lot less attacks now after the system came after me. When they ignored me, nobody really cared. When they attacked me, the system so discredited that it actually built me up. And that's a weird phenomenon.
You're an awesome test case. You know why? Because you're a test case where it's if you look at the one of the things that people I think are upset at me about the podcast we just did is that I gave you a platform, right? This is the words that you give someone a platform. This is the mindset of a person that's afraid of competing ideas, even if those competing ideas are awful. And I understand that you would be reluctant to ever accept or multiply awful ideas. But the best way to combat that, and it's been shown throughout history, is better ideas. The simplest way to combat that is to shut it down. It's like if you have a kid and you say, you got to go to bed. And your kid goes, why do I have to go to bed? And you go, shut the f*** up. It's sort of the same thing.
It's a crazy interview, 4+ hours long, a lot of weaves, a lot of surprises. Here's more of it. This is Joe saying we can work it out.
If you could just, here's what's conflicting, right? If you could live your life the way you live your life right now, if you love your wife and you love your family, you love your friends, you love your job, wouldn't you want to do this forever? And I can tell you right now, I would be happy to do this forever. I don't need to come to some new place. I don't need to expand to some new dimension of the universe. If I could just do this right now forever, I would be happy. And I think, I really do believe this, that the very best way to be happier is to be in harmony with other people, to have more friends, to be more like if you have had conflict with people, to work it out, to expand your range of friends, to be kind to people, to make people feel more comforting, and to recognize that who a person is not just who a person is in a vacuum. It's like people are a formulation. When they get together, it's not one person.
It's a bunch of projections together.
There's a lot of happening, and we all need to accept that. And it seems like a simplistic thing to talk about. It seems like a small thing to do. But if we can figure out how to do that, I honestly, earnestly believe that we can work our way towards middle ground and have a new ethic for how we approach and how we appreciate each other. I think we gotta approach and appreciate each other based on only ideas and only like abandoning preconceived notions of who the other person is and what their end goals and what they're working towards are. And instead to look at each other and say, I assure you that I want what's best for my friends and for my loved ones and for my family. And I assume you want the same for your friends and your family and your loved ones. Let's work this out. If you could just, here's what's conflicting, right? If you could live your life the way you live your life right now, if you love your wife and you love your family, you love your friends, you love your job, wouldn't you want to do this forever? And I can tell you right now, I would be happy to do this forever. I don't need to come to some new place. I don't need to.
But what about how comedy, the last bastion of free speech?
Take a hit of that joint and then ask me this question.
No, but think about.
Oh, excuse me. It's a cigar. It's
tobacco. They say this is really good tobacco.
That's the best tobacco that they make in Nicaragua. What are we sharing tobacco? That's weird, man.
It's gay. No, seriously.
I'm not scared of being gay, bro.
I hear you. Well, I mean, we got a hell of
a I'm scared of being scared of being gay. How about that? I'm more scared of that.
That's why we had sex with Tim Dillon. There you go.
I'm good. Just put it there.
Got it. Mm. We're going to edit all this out. It's a joke.
LOL.
People actually believe that stuff.
Why do they believe? They believe a lot of things, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Don't edit this out. Do you have to edit this out?
No, I'm not going to.
Good.
How is your dog doing?
He's great.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole 30 minutes on his dog. So it's a good thing. And Joe has a lot of courage to have me on his show. And it's all super viral and it's all fun. It's the weird universe that he's a few miles away from us. We're his studio and our studio. But we have a big guest coming on about the death camps in China and how the left is all promoting them and defending them. And Apple's lobbying against laws that just condemn U.S. corporations that use slave labor. Wow. You're not going to see bumper stickers on liberal cars about that, though, because they're all woke. They're fighting that Nazi Trump that tried to end all those wars. Separately, we cannot fund this operation without your support. We make it very easy to do at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have something so good for your immune system, not just your prostate. Salt palmetto is good for all your organs, all your glands. But it's got the magnesium. It's got the zinc. It's got the D3. It's got everything. This is an old product, but people buy it up, you know, during the stuff that's going on. You always need this. You always need essential stuff. Prostaguard, $19.95, big discount. Additional 10% off with promo code PATRIOT on everything at checkout on top of the discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Alpha Power, sold out for a year, couldn't get the patented ingredients because of the COVID lockdown. Boom, limited run, back in stock, libido, stamina, booster system, that naturally. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us. Promo code PATRIOT. Promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020 will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your ultimate fish oil, your ultimate turmeric body formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chucky Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever. When the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth, we know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got really serious subjects. The globalist AI death camps in communist China, that is coming up in about 15 minutes. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But we had some fun with Joe Rogan. A lot of it was also very, very serious. The interview has gone live at band.video, the full 4+ hours. I hope you'll share it. I hope you'll clip it out. I hope you'll meme it. That's how it gets legs. We reach new people that way. But here's Joe Rogan, intro to conspiracy, and then Joe Rogan talking about Joey Diaz, the funniest person he believes on earth. I think there's a very good chance that Joe Rogan is right about all that. But remember, Joe is taking a risk with all the censors coming on my show. He's trying to promote us, trying to say we're okay. That's the value here with all the trendies, everybody that watches podcasts. A lot of nice folks, too. I watch it. But it's a big deal. So, you know, you're like, well, I may not be a Joe Rogan fan, or maybe you're a huge fan. Share the video. at band.video. It's the top featured video right there. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, End of the World Emergency Broadcast. Or / Beginning of the New Golden Age. Who knows? But there it is. Be sure and get it out. Here are those clips.
There was a bit that I was doing that was based on conversations with you. I had a giant amount of bits that were about conspiracy theories. And a lot of them was from hanging out with you and also people's reactions to conspiracy theories. One of the things that makes me excited about some conspiracy theories is how some people are so reluctant to admit that any of them exist. And we start going back in history. You're like, where do we have to start? Let's start with Vietnam. How do you think we got into Vietnam? Do you know about the Gulf of Tonkin? And they're like, what's that? And you're like, you show them that and you take them to a website and then you send them an email and you're like, hey, I'm going to send you a video and this video explains a lot more. And then you call them the next day. You're like, what do you think about Kennedy? How did Kennedy die? Well, Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Really? Interesting. I'm going to send you this and I'm going to send you that. And have you ever shot anything with a rifle? I have. You know what happens to bullets? They fucking explode. They hit bones and they splatter. They don't look anything like the original bullet. But the bullet that they attributed to the murder of JFK, they found on the gurney of Governor Connally.
Undamaged.
Connally, who happened to just be, you know, where the bullet was. The bullet just fell out of his pocket or something. It's the dumbest idea of all time.
Exactly. So it's a war on questioning. The American public know that every 4 years they buy the same they've been buying every 4 years, and the same people with their Harvard articulation and how they don't curse and they're Christians and they have a family, and these are the same people that shove it up your ass every year. The one thing that you'll get about me is I'll say but I will not rob you. If I need some, I'll ask you like a man.
You're gonna die.
Hey, so go yourself, you cop.
Hold on 1 second.
Take a joke, take a shuttle. Joey Diaz, Facebook, Twitter, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Big dicks in your ass.
Get out of here, you're in trouble.
When was the moment, was it Joey Diaz convinced you or who was it? Because he acts like he convinced you.
He convinced me to leave L.A.?
Well, he just was like, I told Joe and watch, he's probably gonna be.
No, he definitely told me a long time ago. He's told me for years. Joey knows me about as good as any human being that I've ever met. And, you know, we did the road together so long. We did the store together for so long. We spent so many nights together. So many, like from like fucking 8 p.m. to 2 in the morning, eating at a diner, laughing. I spent so much time with him. So he would just tell me, he's like, Joe Rogan, you don't need these motherfuckers. You should get the fuck out of here. Grab your family. You got a beautiful family. Get the fuck out of here. And he was saying this when everything was great. And I was like, well, you know, I've been looking at property in different places. He's like, get your fucking shit. Get out of here. And he was telling me from the beginning, he's like, these people are mutts.
Why didn't he move to Texas instead of New Jersey?
Well, he loves New Jersey.
You know, it was nostalgia. Joey's,
he's, you know, he
used to go in the porno parlors with the hookers.
He knows a lot of people. He has like very close friends down there and it's nostalgic for him because and he gets accepted there. Like they love him there. That's his Texas. Like Joey Diaz like gets so much love in New Jersey.
So he's just going back to his roots.
Yes, that's where he's from.
My dad's basically moved back to East Texas.
And there's great comedy around there too.
Anyway, some of the fun clips that we have from the interview. A little bit of it's racy, but you know, that's what Joe does. It's how we reach.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared. Hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at Infowars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at Infowarsstore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless. time is on my side. But it's not on the side of the globalists. You know, we got so much to cover and so much to get to, but I really thought about this long and hard. I think after the rest of the hour, I'm just going to air the Trump speech because, you know, it's so historic. It's being blacked out. People aren't supposed to see it. People aren't supposed to talk about it. And they don't want the public to know there's real fraud. The full speech, 49 minutes, is on band.video. President Trump gives his most important speech on election fraud 2020. I would say documenting, proving election fraud 2020. But there it is. And it's so incredibly important. You know this stuff. You're paying attention. But the general public doesn't. They see the news. They hear, oh, there's no evidence. Bill Barr, there's no evidence because the system's so scared of Trump. They're so scared of a real president. They want to get rid of him. They want to put the crypt keeper, Joe Biden, in. Here it is.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections. Today I will detail some of the shocking irregularities, abuses, and fraud that have been revealed in recent weeks. But before laying out just a small portion of the evidence we have uncovered, and we have so much evidence, I want to explain the corrupt mail-in balloting scheme that Democrats systematically put into place that allowed voting to be altered, especially in swing states, which they had to win. They just didn't know that it was going to be that tough because we were leading in every swing state by so much, far greater than they ever thought possible. While it has long been understood that the Democrat political machine engages in voter fraud from Detroit to Philadelphia to Milwaukee, Atlanta, so many other places. What changed this year was the Democrat Party's relentless push to print and mail out tens of millions of ballots sent to unknown recipients with virtually no safeguards of any kind. This allowed fraud and abuse to occur on a scale never seen before. Using the pandemic as a pretext, Democrat politicians and judges drastically changed election procedures just months and in some cases weeks before the election on the 3rd of November. Very rarely were legislatures involved, and constitutionally they had to be involved. But very, very rarely, and you'll see that as we continue to file our suits. It's constitutionally, absolutely incorrect what took place, even from a legal standpoint. Many states such as Nevada and California sent millions of live ballots to every person on their voter rolls. Whether those individuals had requested ballots or not, whether they were dead or alive, they got ballots. Other states such as Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin instituted universal absentee balloting right in the middle of an election year, sending absentee ballot request forms to all voters on all rolls. It didn't matter who they were. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened the floodgates to massive fraud. It's a widely known fact that the voting rolls are packed with people who are not lawfully eligible to vote, including those who are deceased, have moved out of their state, and even are non-citizens of our country. Beyond this, the records are riddled with errors, wrong addresses, duplicate entries, and many other issues. This is not disputed. It has never been disputed. Dozens of counties in the key swing states have more registered voters on the rolls than they have voting age citizens, including 67 counties in Michigan. All of this is evidence. In Wisconsin, the state's Board of Elections could not confirm the residency of more than 100,000 people, but repeatedly refused to remove those names from its voter rolls before the election. They knew why. Nobody else did. I knew why. They're illegal voters. It is a travesty that in the year 2020, we do not have any means of verifying the eligibility of those who cast ballots in an election, and such an important election it is, or determining who they are, whether they live in the state, or whether they are even American citizens. We have no idea. We have in all swing states major infractions or outright fraud, which is far more in numbers or votes than we need to overturn the results of a state. In other words, in Wisconsin, as an example, where we were way up on election night, they ultimately had us miraculously losing by 20,000 votes. And I can show you right here that Wisconsin, we're leading by a lot. And then at 3:42 in the morning, there was this. It was a massive dump of votes. Mostly Biden, almost all Biden. And to this day, everyone's trying to figure out, where did it come from? But I went from leading by a lot to losing by a little. And that's right here. That's at 3:42 in the morning. That's Wisconsin. A terrible thing. Terrible, terrible thing. But we will have far more, many times more, than the 20,000 votes needed to overturn the state. If we are right about the fraud, Joe Biden can't be president. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes. We're talking about numbers like nobody has ever seen before. Just as an example, in certain states, we'll be down by, let's say, 7,000 votes. But we'll find later on 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 discrepancies or fraudulent votes. And that includes votes that went through when they were not allowed to be seen by Republican poll watchers because the poll watchers were locked out of the building. Or people that innocently came to vote on November 3rd who were all excited about their vote. They were happy. They were proud to be citizens of the United States of America.
The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though, all of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment, but they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover, and we're fighting it at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us on this live December 3rd. Thursday global transmission. And something that I want to really try to get front and center here on the Alex Jones Show is that communist China, by their own admissions, has killed more people than Stalin and Hitler combined. And here are just some of the headlines. China is harvesting thousands of human organs from its Uyghur Muslim minority, UN Health Rights Body finds. Nike, Coca-Cola lobbying to weaken China forced labor bill. So is Apple. Fox Business. Man locked up and tortured in Chinese concentration camp almost had organs harvested. China is harvesting organs from detainees. Tribal tribunal concludes. China organ harvesting. Four doctors are jailed for taking patients' liver and kidneys illegally. China forcefully harvests organs from detainees. NBC News. China doctors jailed. It goes on and on. Concentration camps and forced labor. China's repression of not just the Muslims, Christians, Buddhists as well. It's all wrong. And then it gets worse. You've got Apple lobbying against the bill. Let's pull that up if we can. It's London Guardian, AP, Reuters. They even have to admit it. The headline is Apple lobbying against law that would condemn slave labor. Even condemning slave labor is bad now. I mean, I'm not running any slave labor. And you hear from Google and Apple and everybody, I'm the worst guy ever. I'm the devil incarnate. There it is. Apple's lobbying against bill aimed at stopping forced labor in China. We mean brutal forced labor of prisoners because of their religious beliefs. Mitchell Gerber is an activist who's dedicated his life to expose and help stop the brutal persecution and human rights atrocities. And I'm not going to go over all his great work in 16-plus years traveling the world and working with Falun Gong practitioners and just visiting these death camps and the hospitals and just exposing it all. But stoporganharvesting.org and falloninfo.net. And we just salute him with us for the rest of the hour. Mr. Gerber, where should we start here as we warn the world? Because for me, it's horrible what's happening, and it's terrible. But if the West previously criticized it and China denied it, now they admit it. We don't criticize it. Big companies don't criticize it. They actually support it. Come on in. The water's warm.
I mean, for me, this is like a real crisis of conscience and is a harbinger of where the West is going if we won't stand up against something that's very Joseph Mengele-esque.
Absolutely, Alex. I am just so grateful and honored to be with you. I was with Owen a couple of months ago. I was with Leanne McAdoo about 2 or 3 years ago. You are truly the resistance. And this is a new form of evil that is going on in China. And we still yet have not come to expose this on a large scale because the mainstream media doesn't want to cover this. You were actually one of the first that exposed this in Endgame. The blueprint for global enslavement in 2007 in your documentary, which was amazing. And that's why I am so grateful to reach out to you and expose this, particularly against the innocent spiritual movement called the Falun Gong, which hasn't been exposed like the Uyghur Muslims or the House Christians or the Tibetans. But this is a new form of evil where hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners and others have just been sent under the military watch of the Chinese military, colluding with the highest ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party to state mandated hospitals, their organs just cut out of their bodies while alive, the organs then sold for massive amounts of profit, producing a multi-billion dollar, Alex, profiteering business for the last 20 years, covered up by the mainstream media, covered up by the World Health Organization and the United Nations, which are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, and just by your incredible resistance by InfoWars, by you, by Owen Schroyer. It's amazing. So I'm very grateful to be with you on this show.
Well, brother, we're honored to have you. Sorry we got you on late. So you've got the floor the next 2.5-3 segments. Plunge right into it, the history of it, what's going on, who's being targeted. But you're absolutely right. We hear about the Uyghurs all day, and I care about them, and it needs to stop. But the Falun Gong, what, in the last 20 years, the Communist Party really has come after this totally peaceful group.
Absolutely. There's actually no limit to how far the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, will go to wipe out something or someone. And Falun Gong is a very peaceful spiritual meditation, very similar to yoga, Tai Chi, ladies and gentlemen. And Alex, you know, when I came to learn about Falun Gong, I was studying international business. I wasn't in good shape and I started to practice these exercises. I believe in God. I come from a Judeo-Christian family. So I didn't want anything dogmatic or religious, and I came across this beautiful, innocent spiritual group, namely Falun Gong, that incorporates 5 simple exercises and a truly great philosophy grounded in Christianity, Judaism, Catholicism, which encompasses truthfulness and compassion and tolerance. And I found out that these people were targeted because of 3 reasons. Number one, it became the largest spiritual movement, Alex, in Chinese history. 1 out of every 10 Chinese national citizens were practicing Falun Gong, the spiritual movement, by 1998. 1 out of every 10 Chinese national citizens. That's more than half of upper class society. The highest ranking members of the communist regime at that time were practicing as well. 2, the ideology of Falun Gong, like Christianity, stands in stark contrast to the anti-universe, the diabolical nature, and the evil killing nature of the Chinese Communist Party. And 3, because of the organs, the benefits of health and longevity, emotional and physiological, of Falun Gong, that was actually investigated and researched by the actual Chinese government to announce officially that the Falun Gong became the leading health and wellness practice in China. They did the most worst thing or evil thing. They demonized the spiritual practice as a terrorist cult and demonized it to the point where they started to send hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners to death camps and state-mandated hospitals and concentration camps and cut their organs out of their bodies while alive. And the allegations actually started to come out in 2006 with the Honorable David Kilgore and David Mattis. And if you would like to play a clip, I have 3 clips prepared for you. I sent to Daria. If you would like to play one clip, and just to put people into context, I think visuals send
sure,
a great
message.
Sure,
about to go to break. We'll come back and play those 3 clips on the other side. Wonderful. We really appreciate Mitchell Gerber at StopOrganHarvesting.org for joining us. But what's crazy is I would cover Chinese communist organ harvesting 25 years ago. They would say it wasn't real. It was a human rights group who documented it. Then China, like 12 years ago, had like articles saying we've got the freshest organs. They don't even hide this anymore. And you've got the big Australian reports coming out on all of it. And again, to have Apple and Coca-Cola and all of them going along with this really shows you how dangerous these people are and how these corporations seem to be totally soulless. And then how have you criticized it? You're demonized. So how has the evil Communist Chinese Party become the operating system of this global system? You'll have the floor in the next two segments. We'll go in the next hour, too. Matt Bracken's coming up, but I got you on late, so we can go in the next hour if we need to. And then so much more. The big exclusive Joe Rogan interview I just did. He was in studio with us. Very rare interview. 4+ hours. Just went live at band.video. All of you, clip it out, share it, whatever. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, End of the World Emergency Broadcast. It's kind of a fun thing. He did an End of the World broadcast on Election Day. He did two pieces, so that's the part three of that. It's kind of a joke. But check the interview out. It's no joke. We'll be right back.
There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy, be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com. PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot, because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform. And that's what we've set up with them is at preparewithalex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at preparewithalex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the info war. So it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the great reset, get prepared now. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I grow up, I want to see Communist China free and their amazing people turned loose to enrich humanity. And I want to see the whole world free. Africa, Latin America, Europe, every place on Earth, Asia, unified in human spirit to the stars. I don't want to be a damn rock star or a globalist. I want a pro-human future, not some globalist dystopia, Bill Gates.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Of all the evils on the planet, Communist China has killed over 100 million of its own people. That's more than Hitler and Stalin combined. It's the heavyweight champion of death. And Mitchell Gerber is a researcher, author, does a great job at StopOrganHarvesting.org. And he's getting into the organ harvesting and the enslavement and the evil and the suppression, but then also the great resistance we see forming against it worldwide. So you've got the floor, sir. Cover all the points, what's happening, what people need to know about the pure evil. Like the folks said, oh, we didn't know about Hitler. Later it came out. Or we didn't know about this. Well, we know about this, and our biggest corporations are aiding and abetting it, which shows us if we don't have empathy, people think empathy is some loving, wonderful thing. Well, it comes from you because you're a good person. But empathy is you realize if something's happening to them, it can happen to me. That's why we have empathy. And these sociopathic corporate leaders don't have it. They think they're immune from it. No one is immune from the evil that is the Communist Chinese Party. Please lay it out for us.
Absolutely, Alex. I couldn't agree more. And you said it best 25 years ago, and now it's smacking them in the face. They're like cornered rats. They got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run on a sinking ship. And for me, I've been dealing with 20 years of my life trying to expose this as well, particularly against the Falun Gong. And that group hasn't come to the limelight yet. The Uyghur Muslims have, the House Christians and the Tibetans, but this innocent group of people called the Falun Gong have not. But for the first clip is taken from Hard to Believe documentary, an 18 award-winning documentary, 18 awards to it actually, and the Peabody Award, a very prestigious European award given to this documentary. I'd love to share the clip one and clip two with you and your audience.
Sure, go ahead and roll clip one. Here it is.
Crimes in history began taking place in hospitals throughout the country as organ transplants suddenly began to skyrocket.
We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true.
I began conducting comprehensive interviews with medical professionals, Chinese law enforcement personnel, and over 50 refugees from the Laogai system. But I estimate that 65,000 Falun Gong were murdered for their organs from 2000 to 2008.
Essentially what organ harvesting means is they're taking Falun Gong practitioners literally like cattle, holding them in prison camps, testing their blood and other vital organs, and when someone comes into the country that needs a heart, a liver, a kidney, they find a match, they take the Falun Gong practitioner, extract their organs, of course killing them in the process.
People who are expecting this to sort of just be solved naturally by all we have to do is sit back and they'll fix it, this is wrong. The West has to take a role. And the one role the West can do is say, these are our values. We cannot go beyond this. There are certain lines we can't cross. This is a red line. That's an absolute red line.
Enver Toti, the surgeon turned bus driver, says it's been 20 years since he removed the organs from that live prisoner. It remains a mystery why so few people have ever heard about the thing he says he cannot forget.
This is my experience. This is a real true story. If you keep silence, this tragedy will continue. And people, they just don't want to touch this evil. Because if you touch this evil, maybe at the end of the day, you may not be able to tackle this the consequences.
Wow.
That is my guess.
Yes.
Let's hit pause here. Let's clip two. And that's exactly it. The evil is so big, people just can't believe it, so they're scared they don't fight it, which makes it even stronger. Amazing. Tell folks where that clip came from.
That's from the documentary Hard to Believe, and it kind of reminds me about the resistance that you put forward in Endgame. When I saw Endgame and you mentioned about the Falun Gong in 2007, when nobody wanted to listen about it, I thought, you are a hero to humankind, Alex Jones. You are someone that has got God on his side and is going to bring so many people to the light.
Well, let's be clear, I'm not a hero. If they can kill all these hundreds of thousands of people, I'm next. I mean, this is evil.
Yes, absolutely. But you know, the light will always triumph over evil. And, what is a man who cannot make the world a better place? And you are that man, as I am, and as Owen is, and as David is, and as, other people on your shows are.
Well, but I want to see this film. Tell folks the name of it again.
Hard to Believe. And it's a free documentary on YouTube. And I just wanted to share it.
Well, I haven't even seen it. Well, glad you shared it. What's the next clip? Tell us, we'll play it.
The next clip is also continuing on the Hard to Believe documentary, and I think it's poignant tips and irrefutable evidence that is going on. And then I'll explain the investigators behind this who came out in 2006 that exposed the irrefutable evidence, at least now 54 pieces of evidence that is irrefutable and cannot be denied.
Oh, the Australian government confirmed it all. Here it is.
2000, Falun Gong practitioners were disappearing into labor camps in mass numbers. At the same time, Chinese hospitals began promoting their organ transplant expertise.
I'm David Maidith, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. David Kilgore is a former member of parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. And we have done our investigation, and we're producing this report. And I didn't know whether it's true or not, and so my task initially was to try to figure out a way of approaching the issue so that I could either prove it or disprove it and not just walk away and say, I don't know.
The number of executions in China varied widely depending on who was counting. But Maidith says no matter which number he used, the number of executions and the number of organs didn't add up.
The transplant volumes increased substantially after the persecution of Falun Gong began. And, I mean, there's a lot of other evidence, but the most likely explanation for the increase is the Falun Gong. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening.
Maidith says what made Falun Gong organs especially attractive was the practitioner's healthy lifestyle. They do not drink or smoke. On many of the recordings of phone calls made to more than 100 Chinese hospitals, doctors assure callers that transplant organs are from healthy Falun Gong practitioners.
Yeah, they put out brochures that call them fresh and healthy. So, I mean, here's the deal. If we allow this to happen, it's going to happen to us. So to me, it's not some heroic action. It's a defensive action. This is evil. This is wrong. This is out of control. And now it's been scaled up massively. Why are we, you got a minute till break, but why are we hearing Uyghurs, love them too, don't want them to, I don't care who they are, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, Falun Gong, but why are we hearing about Uyghurs, but not Falun Gong or Christians as much? Is it because it's the Muslim lobby or what?
No, because this is a new form of evil that, the Chinese Communist Party has produced, Alex, a multi-billion-dollar profiteering business. And when this, basically Falun Gong is the creme de la creme. 95% of the organs are coming from the Falun Gong, plus the Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, and Tibetans. But the 95% of all organs combined over the last 20 years have been coming from Falun Gong. So this is a cover-up of all cover-ups, a new form of evil. No other government has done this in the past. There hasn't been a kill-to-organ order, legal, state-sanctioned, forced live organ harvesting genocide. Even the Nazis did not do something like this. So when the real truth comes out about Falun Gong, the real donor pool that has been harvested 95% of the time.
Well, we'll stay there. Let's talk about it when we come back.
Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020. We'll get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Bodies Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side and the globalists know it. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner, well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, and don't worry, though, all of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They'll give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment, but they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover, and we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If Jeffrey Dahmer killed 10, 15 people and harvested their organs, oh my gosh, there's special TV shows about it, movies, and everyone's scared. Oh, he's a monster. But when a government does it to hundreds of thousands of people, oh, it's a good thing. And Apple's Tim Cook helps run it. Look at these headlines. Coming up next hour, I'm going to cover this. Security cam catches poll watchers bringing out hidden ballots after kicking out poll watchers. Ooh. Meanwhile, top microbiologist says COVID vaccine, downright dangerous, will send you to your doom on Fox News. And all the big rich people on their private jets exempt from the quarantines, not wearing masks, all caught on video. But you're the one that follows the orders, so they laugh about it. That's all coming up next hour. Going back to Mitchell Gerber of StopOrganHarvesting.org, very well-spoken journalist and patriot getting into all this. You have one more clip you want to play. You want to go to that now, or what else you want us to know about what's really happening?
Let's play with that. Let's play the last clip, Alex, and then I'll share with you.
So here's the next clip from the Peabody Award winning documentary about the organ harvesting. Here it is.
There are no human rights in China. And the most outrageous example of no human rights in China is killing a peaceful community of Falun Gong practitioners and Uyghurs who are Muslims and Tibetan Buddhists and Christians, house Christians, for their organs, kidneys, livers, and so on, and then selling the organs to wealthy Chinese or foreigners, and the people are killed in the process.
The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgore, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes.
There's no evidence that Falun Gong is a cult of any sort. There's no evidence of political action to try and bring down the Chinese government. There's no evidence of anything other than a deep desire to be left alone to practice their spiritual beliefs in peace and to not be locked up and murdered.
David and I have met Falun Gong practitioners in probably 50 countries.
Or even more, maybe.
Okay. All walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all education. I've found them to be a wonderful group of people.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree with any of that. I mean, Falun Gong, first of all, it's not even an organization because it's a set of exercises with a spiritual foundation. Yeah. Everything's on the internet. You don't pay anything. You don't sign up to anything. You can start whenever you want. You can stop with it whenever you want. You don't even have to tell anybody you're doing it. You can, their principles
are very simple and ethical, it's non-centralized. That's why they hate it, is it's non-centralized, and that's why they're targeting it, and that's why it's like satanic. I'm going to absorb you. I'm going to cut your guts out. I'm going to sell you. And you're right. They're not doing it as much to the Christians or even the Muslims. They're just working them to death and killing them. With Falun Gong, it's like, we're absorbing you. We're selling your organs. This is so satanic.
Absolutely, Alex. And what makes it more satanic is that on June 10th, 1999, one month before the complete ban of Falun Gong, because Falun Gong is completely banned in China, the Chinese Communist Party leader, Jiang Zemin, who is the evil head of the Communist Party, he's basically, there's two factions right now in China of the Communist Party on the verge of collapse, the President Xi factor and the Jiang Zemin faction. And Jiang Zemin was the president who completely outlawed Falun Gong in 1999, established a Gestapo-type office.
Talk about it, but you're a smart guy. You've studied it. Tell people about the inner factions of the party. And like you said, on the verge of collapse, I totally agree. It's why they launched the COVID bio attack. Explain the different factions.
100%. That's why they launched it. Exactly. Because the President Xi faction is in complete cahoots. They're basically at war with each other. It's a demonic specter, the communist specter. And they are completely on the verge of collapse because their social, political, and economic realms have completely depleted. And Trump was a mastermind behind that. Only Trump. And that's why, God bless our president. I'm an American citizen. I come from South Africa. I was raised in America for 25 years in Atlanta, Georgia, where the CDC is, where FBI is, where Coca-Cola is. So I know very much the complicit criminality of the deep state. And only Trump, out of all the presidents, because Obama has been with the Chi-Coms, in bed with the Chi-Coms, Joe Biden is the Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party. I actually love it how I saw that animation of Joe Biden, you removing the face and you see President Xi behind it. That's exactly what is going on. So with Trump putting the death knell in the Communist Party, it is only a matter of time when it completely collapses and the Chinese people will regain the freedom that they once had before the communist regime and the globalists took control of China. Alex, I know you're not a hero, but you are only the very few in this world that are exposing this and allowing us people like myself to come on, because many mainstream they won't even cover that. They won't even touch it, especially the leftists, the radical left.
I get it. InfoWars is incredibly important. You're incredibly important. I thank the listeners. The listeners are InfoWars. All of us together don't want to be slaves. We want freedom. That's why financially supporting us, spreading the word, keeping us on air is so critical. And I know we're super important. I'm just saying it's all of us collectively wanting to be free. And I agree with you. All the numbers show the Chinese people don't want to be under the communist rule. The Chinese people are great people versus the leadership of that. And what you talk about, their hunger for freedom is incredible.
Absolutely. And that's why I wish I could, I saw Joe Rogan with you. I wish I could be on Joe Rogan. I wish I could be on Steven Crowder with Candace Owens, because these people have got incredible backing and millions of people are listening. So I hope that.
This is the issue. Just like Trump gets it. It's globalism and China against America. Everyone must hammer China, hammer big tech for being in bed with China, and discredit them. I mean, my God, Apple helps run death camps. Coca-Cola does. They help take organs. They're discredited. They're over. They're done. We have, instead, they want to do it to us here. No, no, no.
Yeah, no, they cannot. And under Trump's reign, Trump's administration, thank God, he must stay in, Alex. He must stay in. He cannot concede. This has been a stolen, rigged election backed by the Chi-Coms. And it's so easy to see, but yet so deceptive. They're the masters of manipulation. And there's a great documentary and a publication, before I forget, called The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party by the Epoch Times out of New York. It's a phenomenal newspaper. I think Trump reads it all the time as well.
It's amazing.
It's an amazing group. But like I said, I hope Joe Rogan and I hope Stephen Crowder and Candace Owens and others and the Blaze TV.
No, I agree. Is the cause celeb for humanity. China is the model for us. We must discredit that model and save the people of China to save ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And you are the resistance. You are the leader of the resistance. And I, like I said, I hope they get me on their show or people like ourselves, like David Kilgore, David Matters. I hope you can get the investigators on your show, to share about this, because they are the ones that are actually bringing the evidence to the forefront. I'm just the one that brings them to the, to.
They do a great job. Well, Mitchell, you tell us who to have on and we'll have you on with them. And we love you and we appreciate you. StopOrganHarvesting.org. fallonginfo.net. We got a few minutes to break here. What else you want to add?
I just want to say, Alex, you know, to all the patriots out there, don't give up. Believe in yourself. Stay strong. Believe in our creator. Believe in our great president, because he's truly making America great again. These deep state traitors will not get away with this. The Chi-Coms are collapsing. And, you know, to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. So God bless you, Alex, and God bless your entire InfoWar team. I think I'm going to go speaking with Owen in a couple of hours as well.
No, I totally agree. You'll be on the war room. I'm saying it. You're right. If you don't oppose it, you're part of it.
Exactly. Everyone now has a choice to stand on the right side of destiny or the wrong. So thank you very much for allowing me to share.
But what you said is key, though. It's not like we're doing this because we're heroes. We cannot join with Satan. You either oppose it or you're with it. People need to know that. You're either fighting it or you're with it. There's no middle ground here.
Exactly. You align yourself with the red devil and Satan, or you are against it, fighting it on the front lines as we are as InfoWarriors.
Talk about this briefly. We'll do five more minutes on the other side, because you've studied China. You've traveled there. You know all the people that have been through it. There's such a scientific commitment of evil by the Chinese communists. Like David Rockefeller found his perfect evil with them, bet it all, CFR, all the Satanists in the world, bet on China to be the champion dragon. Like Revelation says that that everything rides on. We're going to come back in 1 minute. Give me your take on what energy, so people know the true face of evil straight ahead with Mitchell Gerber. I'm Alex Jones. You can find him at stoporganharvesting.org. You can find us at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. They want to shut us down. The Joe Rogan interview just broke at band.video. Share that. And buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot gives you 10% off a checkout. Without you, we're not here. So thank you all. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You know, listeners call into the show and they thank me. And it makes me feel pathetic, because I sit there and I beg you for support constantly, for prayer, for financial support, and for word of mouth, and we're all in this together. And it gets old having to come to you and say, hey, I got great products, please buy them or we won't be here on air. But it's true. We're the only media organization in the United States that promotes liberty at this level that is not beholden to the big corporate sponsors. And they've harassed and almost shut down everybody else. They've crippled all the other groups. And we're still here. And as this whole new world order comes out in the open, our credibility's going up. That's why we've got to be taken off air. That's why America has got to be taken down. You can't have all these other nations enslaved and America still quasi-free. You can't have InfoWars has been proven right being on air with all the craziness that's about to unfold. Because if you think stuff's bad now, just get ready. So thank you all. And get an InfoWarsStore.com. Get some great 2020 election shirts, supplements, and so much more. They're wonderful products, and they support the InfoWar. Thank you. There is an economic war taking place of the ruling class to consolidate power and control. There's a headline out from Zero Hedge that breaks down Bloomberg numbers that global airlines are set to lose $157 billion this year by the end of December. It's already over $130 billion they've lost. Why would they take part in the hoax, in the lockdown, in the hysteria, if it hurts them? Well, see, that'll knock out all the small airlines and consolidate control. And it's the same in every single industry. And the big mega banks have unlimited capital. They want to bankrupt the world economy to be able to buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That's why the great stock market crash of 29 later turned out was engineered by some central banks. This is how the globalists take control. It starves the third world to death, makes the first world poor, it's economic warfare, and it gives cover to the big mega banks that created thousands of trillions of dollars in fake derivatives. Only the truth will set us free. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So I can be in a Chinese food restaurant in New York or Austin, and it's happened more than like 20 times. And all of a sudden, like, it's Peking duck and like free drinks. And hey, we're big listeners and we've got epic times out here. And we love you, Alex Jones. There's all these Chinese people around me loving me. And that's most American Chinese that have been through this evil or have family that's there. They know it. So it's not the Chinese people. They're wonderful, hardworking people. The globalists saw, put Mao in, took control of them, have enslaved them. So our enemy is not the Chinese people. They're amazing people. They're the victims of this. And the same global corporations that put Mao in are now trying to merge us with this and this evil. So Mitchell Gerber, what is the spirit of evil in China, the Red Dragon? Why is it the model of the globalist program?
The specter of communism is a red reign of terror. There's no other regime on the face of the earth that has wiped out over 100 million people, Alex, decimated 5,000 years of Chinese culture. The communist specter made arrangements to corrupt both the East and the West. So in the East, it committed ruthless slaughter and forced people to accept atheism, completely intentionally destroying the spirit, connecting the divine to humanity, and destroying millions of people who would not be controlled as their slaves. So the globalists with the CCP now are trying to destroy America. But the Chinese people, like the American patriots, do not want this and cannot allow this. So it's just a matter of time when this reign of specter that conquered in order to kill, the intentional killing nature is horrendous, is going to die out. We cannot have this kind of darkness poison our world anymore. Unfortunately, it's cancer, and it's infiltrated into the leftist liberal university students. You've seen with Caitlin Bennett, who's done an incredible job with Liberty Hangout, going to the universities and look how she's met. She has to have 5 bodyguards because they want to hurt her.
And for those that don't know, it's not that women are bad. The system targets them. Under Mao, it is teenage girls become the main murder army. This isn't children of corn. This is real.
Absolutely. So if people do not value virtue, see, the Chinese Communist Party, what made it so evil is the killing nature and the intentional dismantling of the morality of human beings. There's no code of conduct. There's no moral standards to maintain.
Remember, they had those dinners where they would eat the dead bodies?
Yes, exactly. And the fetuses said, oh, it's horrendous. The cannibalism, the killing of dogs, the boiling of puppies and dogs in boiling water. The Chinese Communist Party is not the Chinese people and certainly not the Chinese civilization. This is a reign of terror, Alex, that is going to be stopped. And thank God Trump is in power and he must stay in power. He cannot concede to this rotten, Trojan, treasonous, deep state scum that is in bed and aligned with the Chinese Communist Party. So thank God for you. Thank God for me. Thank God for people like the investigators, David Kilgore, David Mattis, Ethan Gutman, who I really would love on your show and one of these days, because when this Pandora's box blasts open and people come to realize how evil the communist regime has gone to destroy an innocent practice like the Falun Gong, people are going to be shocked and soul stirred. So again, Alex, I know we haven't got much time, but God bless you, man. Thank you very much. And,
well, Mitchell, I appreciate you, but I mean, just to see Google and Apple defending the slave camps and lobbying against laws that condemn them. They don't even get in trouble under these laws. Congress is going to condemn it. They don't want to condemn slave camps, but then there are censors that want to tell us how we're bad because we support President Trump. These people are true authoritarians, and America has a blind spot because we've not been this evil to where we just project on the whole world our goodness. It's incredible. Mitchell Gerber, stoporganharvesting.org. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, sir. And as you were saying, just one quick point. Extinction before loss of profit. But like I said, this evil monstrosity are like cornered rats on a sinking ship. They've got no place to hide and no place to run. We are the resistance, and we will win out the day because good will always triumph over evil, Alex, and you know that.
It's a metaphysical truth. Mitchell Gerber, thank you so much. Stay with us. Breaking news straight ahead, 60 seconds.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, storable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I want to say this right on air, right now. I'm only on air because of your support and your prayer and God Almighty. I am weak. I am broken. I am pathetic in the face of God. Alex Jones is not successful. God shining through us is successful. That's very important to understand. I'm only here because of you, and I'm very thankful to all of you, because believe me, I have seen a lot of stuff, and I'm just very thankful that I'm on the side with God, barely, because I see the other stuff they do. They're bad. Just thank God you're not with them. Don't worry even about your body, folks, or what people think about you or any of it. None of it matters. Just make sure with God. Because the devil's real, man. You don't want to be with the devil. And you're going to see stuff. You know, you're going to see a lot. So am I. We're just going to have to go through this together. But at the end, God's real. Know that. So look at these big headlines on InfoWars.com. So much big breaking news. And Matt Bracken's taking over soon. Security cam catches poll workers bringing out hidden ballots after kicking out poll watchers. I mean, yeah, they ship in the fake ballots. They kick everybody out, and now you have the footage completing the circuit. We saw them kick the poll watchers out. We saw Chinese men get out of vans and bring them in all these states. We saw the records of private jets flying in to drop the ballots off. We saw all of it, and now they have the final footage. Here it is.
At about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table. Yeah, upper right hand, you see the gentleman in the red So he just pulled one out.
So this is smoking gun. It's closed. Keep going. You can't be there. And now they're pulling out the special ballots.
So what are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there, and they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race.
And of course, and they announced that, oh, we're freezing it, no more counting, and then in all the states, the counting continued. Caught, red, frickin' handed. But if you put it on Twitter or Facebook, oh, they ban you, you're not allowed to. Meanwhile, Watchman Bullhorn Austin Mayer, who told residents to stay home, not go out to eat while he was on a private jet partying in Cancun. Here's some of that video.
Go to Adler! Come on, Adler! We want you out of office! And you got a minute? You hear me, Colorado? How's Colorado? And then, Adler, how's Mexico? Can we have Thanksgiving or Christmas yet?
By the way, I'm going out tonight to protest him. I'll be out there tonight. Join me at 9 o'clock at the W tonight. 9 o'clock the W tonight to protest Adler. I'll be there to protest Adler and his criminal activity 9 p.m. tonight. Join me or roll over and die. Top microbiologist says COVID vaccine, downright dangerous, will send you to your doom. They waived all the studies, waived all the research. They admit 80% get sick. If you say it, you're a conspiracy theorist. But here is Dr. Shushart Bacardi, retired microbiologist, prestigious, laying it out. Here it is.
This year, a book titled Corona, False Alarm, exploded in Germany, became an instant bestseller. It asks a simple question. Is COVID panic worse than the disease? The controversial co-author of this book, Corona False Alarm, Facts and Figures, joins us now. Award-winning researcher, retired microbiologist, Dr. Shushart Bacardi. Doctor, thank you for getting up early for all of us, for all these policies, lockdowns, social distancing. Which, in your view, has been the most injurious to the public and not suited to the science?
The looming vaccination.
The vaccination, on the issue of the vaccination, we'll get to that in a moment. But on the social distancing and the masks, just focusing on that for a moment, which of those two in your research and your work has been the most displaced?
Both.
Both have. Not at all Point. Backed up by the science.
Zero science.
So why are they pushing this? If zero science, I mean, they'll show videos of people coughing through masks and without masks, and it's terrifying people here in the country.
This is something that we, and when I say we, it's hundreds and thousands of people are standing up to say, please, all of you, sit down and think about this, read up on this, and then make up your own mind. Don't believe things that people are telling you. Think for yourself and come to your own conclusions. That is why we wrote this book, because all the arguments saying, telling you why what you are doing is absolutely nonsense is in that book. And there's no question that is left open to you. All you have to do is go and read and think.
And doctor, on the issue of the vaccine, tonight, Anthony Fauci on this network actually said that 75% of Americans are going to have to get vaccinated to reach what they call herd immunity. Do you buy that?
What utter nonsense. I know that Dr. Fauci is a renowned
immunologist,
medical scientist and immunologist, but what he says has to be wrong. And this is also what we have taken great lengths to explain in the book. And why, you know, someone who says this has not the slightest inkling of the basics of immunology. And this is very, very surprising for someone of Dr. Fauci's standing. And I would dare to defy him anywhere in the world at any time. But I cannot do this in 2 minutes.
Well, so you believe that the COVID vaccine is not necessary?
I think it's downright dangerous. And I warn you, if you go along these lines, you are going to go to your doom. And it's so, so unnecessary.
That's right, folks. The mRNA vaccine reprograms your whole body. It's a takeover. When they got away with brain damaging tens of millions of young boys, they just said, let's hit them with everything. If Hitler attacked with tanks and airplanes, you'd fight. When they come with a vaccine, you're going to roll over. And the neurological disorders, the cancer, the sterilization, it hits you years later. And there's a medical doctor, prestigious scientist, look him up, telling you something's going on, don't take this shot. And almost all real scientists say that, by the way. These are moral men and women. And then they go, oh, the science. All scientists agree. Global warming's real. All scientists agree. Take your shot. This is their big move, folks. They're all making hundreds of billions of dollars. They're shutting us down, saying you're non-essential. They're saying you're non-essential. It's Bill Gates says, I want to depopulate you, but take this shot so you live longer. Matt Bracken takes over right now. Please spread the word. The Joe Rogan interview has been posted at band.video. Please share. We'll be right back.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020 will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your ultimate fish oil, your ultimate turmeric Bodies formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code Patriot at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code Patriot at checkout. That's promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Author and researcher, and the head of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com, Matt Bracken, takes over. But first, the big Joe Rogan interview, 4 hours long, just went live at band.video and InfoWars.com. Tell me In a new bombshell interview, Joe Rogan exposes the true impact of COVID lockdowns on society and how children are being trained to accept the new form of social engineering. The interview is live now, and the globalists hope you don't share it. Matt Bracken takes over. Matt Bracken.
Thanks, Alex. People, if you're not pissed off right now, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like the rhinos. They're always ready to fight the next battle. They always want to roll over today. Just, you know, come out and support us next time. Half of these congressmen and senators, they probably wouldn't have even been reelected except they drafted on Donald J. Trump's coattails. You know, Lindsey Graham being a classic example, a perfect example. But now that there's an actual fight that requires all hands, they're nowhere to be found. Just a couple people like Linwood and Sidney Powell. Of course, the Trump team with Rudy Giuliani, you know, DeGeneva and his wife. But where are these rhino senators and congressmen hiding? They just want to keep the graft going. You know, we saw 2 weeks before the election, the Hunter Biden laptop story was completely buried by the mainstream media, along with the Tony Bobulinski interviews where he had actually met with Joe Biden to talk about these billion-dollar China deals that Joe Biden said he never talked to Hunter about. They completely buried it. Now they're completely burying the greatest election theft probably in the history of the world. You know, starting from Venezuela, going to places like the Philippines. Now they're trying in prime time in America. And they're basically spitting in our face or worse and telling us not only is it raining, but they expect us to salute and smile and say, thank you, sir. May I have another? Well, I'll tell you what. I think that we need to be just about done with this. When we see the truck driver, Jesse Morgan, brave guy, didn't even vote, apolitical. He's hauling a truckload of ballots, you know, up probably a quarter of a million pre-filled out ballots. From New York, what the hell were they doing in Bethpage, New York? Takes him, according to his bill of lading, to Harrisburg, PA, and they won't even acknowledge it. They won't give him a receipt or any kind of a ticket to show he was there. They send him to a vacant lot in Lancaster, and the next day the trailer's gone. Where's the trailer? Another question. Where's the FBI? Federal Bureau of Investigation. Where's the trailer? Where's the FBI? Now today we're seeing, you know, the video, these cheaters in Georgia didn't realize there was a, you know, surveillance camera up in the corner where they're shown bringing in a special table that's got special suitcases full of ballots underneath of it. They clear the room out, get rid of the witnesses, and then start running thousands of bogus ballots through it. It's right there, folks. You can watch it with your own eyes. You've got the truck driver bringing ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, crossing state lines with the fraud ballots. You've got the video in Georgia watching them pull the rolling bins of ballots out while the room is cleared. It goes on and on from state to state. What will it take? We are watching our freedom be killed. If the Democrats get away with this, it really won't matter the Senate election, the runoff election in January 5th. They're going to use the same Dominion fraud-o-matic machines. They're going to use the same machines. But they're saying, don't worry, trust us. We'll really check the machines this time. Make sure no hanky-panky's going on. That's the entire point of these electronic voting machines, is to allow fraud. You know, they don't just add one and one integers. The numbers come out as fractional decimals because they are literally assigning, you know, these quotients to the ballot so that a Trump ballot will count for one value and a Biden value will count for another. So they've got it coming and going. They've got the fraud built into the machines. But because Trump was leading by so much on election night, you know, it was beyond the setup inside of the machines to automatically edge Biden into the lead. Trump was still going to win. That's why they had to close the counting centers. And that's one of the big tells. In Atlanta, they made up this bogus story about a burst pipe, which did not exist, never happened. It was just a lie made up to clear out the voting center, the counting centers, so they could bring in the bogus ballots. The electronic fraud-o-matics weren't enough. They had to bring in the truckloads. And folks, it's all in front of our own eyes. So what's also going on here at a higher level is a battle of the narratives. And this is a battle for our hearts and minds and souls. I have relatives who only watch mainstream media news who don't think one thing went wrong with this election. They read left-wing press. They read Huffington Post. They read the New York Times, and they think everything is hunky-dory. They think, what fraud? It's just some fever swamp dream of the Republicans. You know, Trump has gone crazy. Imagine where we are as a country when the president of the United States has a major 47-minute address, which is a bombshell to the country about fraud, about the election being stolen, and the major networks don't cover it. He has to put out a video like some vlogger. The networks not only don't cover it, they selectively edit it to deride it and make him sound like there's nothing there. We are in a battle, and this is really, as much as anything else, a war between the new media, including InfoWars. You know, Right Side Broadcasting has been doing great. There's a lot of great new media venues to see this. But if your relatives and friends are still just watching CNN and MSNBC, reading the Washington Post, they have no clue. So it's our job to push this message out. You can't just be a passive receiver of this information. You can't just say, well, that's really disturbing. A truck driver's talking about driving hundreds of thousands of ballots. This lady's talking about, you know, the identical ballots that are all marked by a machine exactly the same on the wrong paper with no folds. And then just go, I hope somebody does something about it. No, nobody's going to do anything about it because it does not fit the elite narrative. The person that has to do something about it is you and me, and we'll continue this on the other side.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon. Most of the world submitted to the unconstitutional criminal lockdowns directed by the Communist Chinese and the United Nations. And now because the slaves have proven themselves to be subservient, the worst Australian models of complete lockdowns where you can't even leave your house for months and months are being announced. And in Germany, the police are using giant armored tanks with water cannons to blast men, women, and children that protest the fact that Merkel, the dictator, has put them under her control. That's right, she's been rigging elections for years and years. And the same thing is coming here. to the United States. This is world government. In Philadelphia, they've announced four people or more seen together will be arrested. They're announcing that Christmas is canceled. This is what the communist takeover looks like, to bankrupt you, to take rid of all your due process, and absolutely transform the world into a prison planet. How long have we warned you about this? But you can fight back. America is the last bastion. Stop submitting. It really is simple. The left are into being deviant. And I don't mean sexually deviant. That goes to the territory. I'm talking about deviant against their ancestors, deviant against their own species, deviant against the order of nature. Even though that deviance is destructive and poisonous, they still do it because they want to play God. Everything they touch, they destroy. Their sacrament is aborting babies and then using their body parts. Their religion is not taking care of the old, but euthanizing them. Their whole system is designed for the UN to keep third world countries in serious poverty and poor, ballooning populations, and then watching all that new fruit die on the vine, to continually reproduce the same nightmares over and over and over again. They truly are the children of Satan. They are the children of the devil. And if you look at the slaves that serve them, Biden and Kamala Harris, it really is manifest that being a slave of Satan is not profitable. Sin is not profitable. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
All right, you know, if you're thinking about a Christmas gift, you can always buy some good books like mine that you just saw there. And if you get them imprinted, they can't delete them later on like they can with e-books and audiobooks. Zap, one day they'll be gone. If Biden actually manages to sneak his way into the White House, to steal his way into the White House, you know we're going to see some repression like we've never seen before. If we can't stop the fraud at the presidential election, don't for a minute think we're going to stop it with these two senators in the runoff. When they have 50 senators plus Kamala Harris as the tiebreaker, it's game over, folks. I mean, it's game over. Puerto Rico and D.C. become states. They pack the Supreme Court, and it's off to the races. So, you know, just as an aside, when there's the current flap, it's painful to watch between some of the people at Breitbart, for example, and some others on the right that are basically, you know, calling Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell traitors for not just clicking their heels and saying all good Republicans must vote for the two rhinos in Georgia, do or die. And then there are other people are saying, what's the point of voting if they're just going to, you know, fraud it again? They're just going to, you know, set the fraudomatics to give the votes to the Democrats. And if that's not enough, they'll bring in the pallets of ballots. Hopefully this time people will be watching a little bit more closely, but who knows? I would say that, in my opinion, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood are just trying to use the leverage that they've got. You know, they're not pushovers. They don't have round heels. You know, they are dug in patriots. And the only pressure that they can use right now on these rhinos, you know, to try to get them to support Trump in the current battle, the ongoing presidential election coup battle, is to hint, or even more than hint, that if these rhinos don't get on board defending Trump, then why should conservative patriotic Republicans get on board supporting these two rhinos? If they want to just work along with Biden, you know, and play the Washington Generals, the sucker patsy team to the Democrat Harlem Globetrotters, you know, just placeholders. We'll be the B team. We'll be the scrimmage team, the practice team. We'll still get to go to the parties. You know, we'll still get the special perks, the great pension. The bribes will be coming to our brothers and sons. But we really don't want to fight back. We just want to go along. You know that the Democrats are going to open the floodgates, for example, on the illegal alien invasion. at least, you know, they've been using 11 million illegals in the country for years. It's probably that much in California. One of the first things that's going to happen is Biden's going to amnesty everybody in this country, legal or illegal, no matter what. And then there will never be another election won by Republicans. So the rhinos had better get behind Trump. This is an existential battle. It's not just let Trump go away and we'll work hard on the Republicans in Georgia and hopefully keep a majority in the Senate. And then we'll just work with Biden, you know, go for the amnesty, bring in, you know, millions more dreamers and give them amnesty, work on, you know, work on a little bit of common sense gun control. No, this is the battle. This is the ditch we fight in. This is the hill we fight on. This election is being stolen. You can't say we're going to surrender on the presidential election, but then expect us to come out and just fight real hard for those Republicans in Georgia. Doesn't work that way. It's the two sides of the same coin. You want us to come out and fight for the Republican Senate candidates, then you better get out and fight for Trump like he's fighting for us. And that is just a fact. Now, I've been watching the Georgia hearings today, and it's been some pretty spicy stuff. You know, not only the tables full of hidden ballots, you know, rolled out for the fake ballots when the room is closed, but the lady that said she saw the ballots that were on the wrong paper, had no folds, and all of the Biden circles were filled out. She was trying to describe they were printed. She said they had the identical little crescent, you know, like a perfect circle inside the voting circle, a perfect black dot with an identical crescent, meaning they were all printed. They were just rammed through the printer. And we've, you know, just copies. And we've seen this in state after state. And if we just take this, if we just say, well, what the heck? They steal elections, so what? Then just, folks, just get ready to be Amarizuela. Just get ready for it. That's what's coming next. You know, it's your own eyes. You're watching this with your own eyes. So you say, all right, well, Matt, you know, if it's not a scandal, if the media won't report it, what can I do? Well, not only do we push all of these videos out, you know, just continue. I don't care if you've got, you know, 100,000 followers on Twitter or 10. If you completely just say, oh, I'm just going to watch, I just want to, I'll see the video, but I don't want to share it. I might get my name on a list. Folks, your name's already on the list. Your name's been on the list since you got on social media. They say if you like 5 things on Facebook, you know the deal. If you like 20 things on Facebook, Facebook knows you better than your wife. So don't worry about being on any lists, because when the time comes for the gulag roundups, they're going to know who to get. It's not going to be based on, did you share some video? It's going to be based on the ammo you've bought and the websites you go to. So you're already on the list. So our job is to fight against this media blockade and push these stories out. And physically, this Saturday, Trump is coming to Georgia. I'm not sure where he's going to be yet. But this needs to be the Trump rally of all Trump rallies. This needs to be so big that the mainstream media has to fear us. And the next level of this, and they started talking about it, this in the Georgia hearings. Giuliani did. He was addressing the Georgia legislature, saying, you have the power. You know, it's not up to the Supreme Court in the long run. And it's certainly not up to the, you know, the Governor Kemp or any of these state governors or secretaries of state. It's up to the state legislatures. But what's the problem there? They're afraid. You know, they're known. Their houses they're doxed. They don't want Antifa coming to their house with Molotov cocktails. They're scared. They're going to just probably take the easy way out and certify these elections. So what Giuliani has been saying is, if you certify a false election, you know, morally, that is going to be on your soul. That's going to be on your record for elections. But I think that more than anything, these state legislators are terrified. They are afraid of Antifa and BLM. They are afraid of the repercussions. So we need to support them We need to contact them. There's an old saying, one visit to Congress is worth 10 phone calls is worth 100 emails. So if you can go to Congress, you can actually get in there. And even if you don't get to see the congressman, they record that you tried to. And like I said, one visit is 10 phone calls is 100 emails. So if you can get not only to Washington, but to your state legislator's office, your local office, even if he's not in town, they take down they've got secretaries taking all that information down, and it has power. Let them know that you expect them to buck up, to show some courage. It really is up to them now to save this republic. You know, we can support Trump. We can share all of these stories. But in the end, it's these state legislatures in these swing states that are going to, either fold or stand tall. So getting to those guys and telling them we expect them to do their duty and not to ratify a fraud Venezuela-style election. That's what we've got to do. Time is running out. But forget about the Georgia Senate runoff. If we can't, save the presidential election, nothing else is going to matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can stop the Great Reset. That means a globalist-imposed worldwide depression to break us and bring us under their control. That's their stated admitted plan. Justin Trudeau's on record, Klaus Schwab, all the different Democrat mayors, they admit it's Cloward and Piven, implode the economy to make us go under their control. But if we expose they're the ones doing it, they go to prison instead of getting total power and total control. And there are major uprisings happening across the world. Here in the U.S., thousands of sheriffs are saying hell no to the lockdowns. People are finally starting to fight back. But regardless, you need to get prepared. We have high-quality storable food, last 25 years, highest quality, lowest prices, great containers, ready to ship. But when people figure this out in a few months, I think there'll be long lines again to get storable food after the lockdown's been going for a few months. So get your orders in today at preparewithalex.com and get an additional 10% off, and they're ready to ship. The sale ends next Wednesday, or I guess that's December 2nd. So get your orders in now, preparewithalex.com.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever, when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it. Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you, because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control. The Great Reset. Where have I heard of that before? Oh, the Great Leap Forward. Mao Zedong ordering all the small towns and small farms to basically shut down and have the rural people and the small business people move into the big cities and go under communist commune control. And that's all this is. The big mega banks want to break us. They're the same ones that put Mao Zedong into power. And they're creating the process of getting rid of our old economy and bringing in the new economy where everything's free. Because when you're a prisoner,
well, everything's free, but you're also a slave. Scotland is going to have universal guaranteed incomes now of subsistence level. But, of course, you got to take those vaccines. You can't have any kids. And, oh, don't worry, though. All of the tampons and stuff like that's free, too, as well. I'm not kidding. So they'll give you some free paper. They'll give you enough money to basically live in a tiny apartment. But they own you. They control you. That's the Great Reset. That's why it's got to be resisted. It's a total takeover. And we're fighting it at InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
In this last segment, I'm gonna change gears a little bit and talk about the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and maybe have a few insights you haven't heard about or not in this context. You know, Alex is completely right. Obviously, this is a control mechanism. You know, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, big buddy of George Soros. They all seem to be connected to Soros somehow. You know, even the Dominion Smartmatic guys like Lord Mark Malik Brown connected to Soros for decades. But in terms of this vaccine, it's a control mechanism. In Britain, they're already talking about a health passport. You won't be able to travel unless you can prove you've had the vaccine. Australia is talking about not letting you on their national airline, Qantas, unless you've had the vaccine. Well, this is going to start stratifying society into those that have taken it and those that haven't taken it. If you're a businessman who depends on travel, are you just going to say, honey, I guess I got to quit. I can't fly. I'm not taking the vaccine. We're going to have to move out of our house into a trailer down by the river because I ain't taking that vaccine. Or your competition's just going to say, what the hell? You know, I'm taking the vaccine. This much, we've already thought about this in pretty good depth, but I want to throw in a little bit of historical context. I was born in the end of the 50s. And when I was a child traveling around, I remember on vacations and here and there seeing some children that had been born with what were very sad and tragic birth defects, where their arms might have ended right at their elbows, or their faces were deformed, or instead of hands, they had like flippers, like a little white dolphin flipper instead of fingers. This was from a FDA-approved, scientifically tested, completely safe, good-to-go morning sickness drug called thalidomide that mothers took. And they didn't know until children were being born what the consequences were going to be. There was another drug in the 50s called DES, diethylstilbestrol, DES. Mothers took this drug and their daughters wound up sterile, couldn't have children. They didn't know this for another 15 years. You know, it was in the early 60s, they started wondering about these two drugs, thalidomide and DES, but the damage was done. A generation of children were ravaged, either left deformed or unable to have children. How can they tell with COVID, a COVID vaccine, an RNA vaccine, something unheard of, a novel type of a vaccine that gets into your DNA, how can they promise us? I'm not talking about like side effects like a flu vaccine. Oh, it was, I might as well have had the flu because the flu vaccine gave me I was sick with the flu vaccine. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, what are we going to find out in 5 years or 15 years when the parents of these, you know, the parents that take the vaccine start having who knows what side effects, birth defects, sterilization, intelligence effects. How are we going to know? Who can promise us in a 10-month rushed vaccine development what the consequences are going to be? How can they possibly have done tests on pregnant animals or mothers to know that human babies are going to be fine? I've already read that they didn't do much animal testing with this vaccine because it caused such bad inflammations, the animals couldn't get through it. But for some reason, it was okay with humans. But how do they know what's going to happen with human babies? You take the vaccine, your DNA is altered, you have babies. What's going to happen? And the same experts, the same elite experts that told us we just had the most secure election in our history are the same people that are telling us that this vaccine is going to be perfectly safe. And so you've got three or four countries or different companies, including, I think, Russian vaccine, supposed Russian vaccine. These things have been rushed through. And you cannot tell me that the effects, the long-term effects, and I'm not even talking necessarily about the person that gets it. Hey, if you're over 60 and you're well past your childbearing years, that's one situation. That's one situation. But if you're talking about giving this vaccine to young adults in their childbearing years, and they're saying that they're going to start with older people and work their way down, 20 million vaccines by the end of the year, supposedly, starting with the older people in old folks' homes. And maybe that'll be good. If they want it, they're not going to have children. You start giving this to fertile women in their 20s, and you are playing with nitroglycerin. Just ask the people that took DES and thalidomide in the 50s what happened to their children. And another factor is all of these vaccine companies, in order to rush this thing through, they're essentially being given immunity from prosecution. It's like, well, we tried our best. If your children wind up sterile or retarded or with flipper hands, don't sue us. Because we were just doing what we were told to do. We did our best. I'm sorry. This vaccine is going to have to be one of those social watersheds, like banning guns. This has to be a hill to fight on. If people want to take it, that's fine. But if they say, oh, the government's not forcing you to take the vaccine, it's your employer. It's the airline. You can't have your job and fly unless you take the vaccine. That's got to be out. That's got to be off the table. If people are forced to take this vaccine, whether it's for economic reasons or as a condition of getting a loan from the government or anything else, it's coercion. And what's going to happen when we find out in 5 or 10 years that the children of these people that have taken the vaccine are having terrible consequences? What's the comeback going to be then? Are we going to go back in time and punish these people that rushed this thing through for a disease that is 99.99 survivable? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's so obviously a control mechanism, and it's the same insane arsonists that have been in charge of this election fraud are the same insane arsonists that look at us, sometimes with MD after their name saying, don't worry, it's going to be safe. Take the vaccine. I feel like we are sheep being led into a slaughterhouse by lying Judas goats. You know how that goes. You can't just herd sheep into the slaughterhouse. They actually train and breed goats to befriend the sheep, mingle with the sheep, and then they can lead the goat into the slaughterhouse and the sheep will follow it. That's us. We're the sheep. We're being asked to accept the most massive election fraud in our country, to not believe our own lying eyes. Trucks full of ballots missing. Trucks full of ballots arriving in the middle of the night. Hundreds of thousands of ballots at 3 and 4 and 5 in the morning in these states, suddenly just spiking their way into the count. We go to bed, Trump is ahead by hundreds of thousands. We wake up, he's behind. And we're just expected to take it. And the same people are now saying, don't worry, this vaccine's going to be safe, an RNA vaccine. It's going to be safe. Well, is it the A, B, or C vaccine that I'm going to be given? Who knows? Don't question. Don't ask. Just line up and get your shot. And then they're going to say in 6 months, well, it turns out you need a booster. Then it's going to be you need an annual. And if you don't have it, you can't get on the airplane. If you don't have it, you can't go to the bank. You can't be around anybody. Folks, we're really edging into Mark of the Beast territory here. And if we don't put a stop to this, it's like the Arbeit macht frei. The next gates you see are going to be the slaughterhouse. And I, for one, do not care to follow a Judas goat into a slaughterhouse. I won't give up my guns, and nobody is going to force me to take a vaccine. If you're not mad now, I don't know what it'll take.